And hi again, everybody. We greet you tonight from Staples Center. The Kings open up a five-game homestand against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And here tonight, the two top teams in the NHL. Tampa Bay's record is 12-2-2. They have 26 points. They lead the Atlantic Division. The Kings' record is 11-2-2, 24 points, and they sit atop the Pacific Division. Both of these teams are scoring goals. We are just over a month into the season. Tampa Bay averaging 3.94 goals a game. That leads the league, and the Kings rank eighth in that regard, averaging 3.4. So both teams, big reason why they are leading their respective divisions and have two of the best records in the NHL, scoring goals. Here at home, the Kings are 5-0-2, and on this homestand, they host the Lightning tonight, then San Jose, Vancouver, Boston, and Florida. And it'll be a busy time here at Staples, the five home games in a span of 10 days. The Lightning played last night in San Jose. They won 5-1, improving their road record to 5-1-1. They now have points in their last six road games. And they're out west to play all three California teams. After tonight, it's on to Anaheim on Sunday. Tampa Bay, the seventh team already this season to come out and play all three California teams so far. The others, Buffalo, Montreal, Nashville, the Islanders, Philadelphia, and Toronto. The Kings and Lightning will meet twice. The Kings visit Amalie Arena in Tampa Bay February 10th. And last season, Tampa Bay won both games in the series. Two clubs are out for the pregame warm-up. We're about a half hour away from the opening faceoff. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at the Kings lineup tonight. We'll hear from Tanner Pearson, who's starting to pick up some points. We'll look at Tampa Bay's great start. Look at the scores around the league and the matchup in goal. Registration is now open for the LA Kings Fantasy Camp in February. Play hockey and get to know Kings alumni. Receive Warrior gear and apparel. Two sweet experiences at home games and more. Visit lakings.com/fantasycamp to sign up now. Again, the fantasy camp scheduled for February. Back with more pregame here at Staples. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans here at Staples Center. Should be a good one here tonight. The Kings, as we mentioned, a record of 12-2-2. I should say Tampa Bay is at 12-2-2. The Kings, 11-2-2. And percentage-wise, the two best records in the NHL. For the Kings, they're coming off a rivalry game against Anaheim on Tuesday. They were down 2-0 and 3-1 to the Ducks. They rallied to win in overtime on a goal from Nick Shore. And for Shore, his first career overtime goal. And Darrell, coming off the excitement of a game that a lot of people probably agreed was one of the more intense games between the Kings and the Ducks in the regular season. The Kings get ready to play a team that can fly out there and create a lot of offense. It'll be a good test.
It really will. And, you know, yeah, there's a lot of emotion in that game the other day. And you don't want to get down to bring yourself down. You've got to bring those emotions back intact. But you also have to rise to the occasion here. The team that they're playing against in Tampa Bay, a very explosive team that likes to get off to a good start. So the Kings have to come out. I know it's a team that they don't see a lot, but this is a team that you really have to respect it the way they're playing the game. They have so many different weapons. They've got a great defense. They're getting solid goaltending. This is exactly the way you want to play the game in today's NHL. So the Kings, right from the get-go, they're going to have to be dialed in mentally. They've got to get off to a good start. Can't afford to take any unnecessary penalties early on. You look at this power play, very strong. So this is going to have to be a game that you're going to have to think through shift by shift, break it down into small increments.
Well, it'll be a game that Tanner Pearson should excel at because he is a very good skater with a high skill level. Tanner enters tonight's game with a four-game point-scoring streak, a goal and five assists in that stretch. In his fifth season with the Kings, and earlier he talked about coming back in the Anaheim game the other night and looking ahead to tonight with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, us two meet, it's definitely no love lost between the two, and definitely showed that night. It was definitely an emotional game for both sides, but we was able to, you know, come back from behind and get the win.
Tanner, tonight you go pretty much from the frying pan into the fire. You get the team's, the team with the best record in the NHL. What are you expecting here tonight?
Yeah, I think they got to definitely have a good lineup over there. I think, you know, they got that one big line definitely that obviously got to shut down or could be the focus. So, you know, we got to play our game and we should expect them to be at their best too.
Is this a team, Tampa Bay, that plays with a high tempo and a good pace?
Yeah, I think, I think they forecheck well and they create turnovers and put the puck right to the net, which, you know, we've done a good job of doing too. And, I think their forecheck's pretty similar to ours, so it should be a good hockey game.
What has stood out to you? What's impressed you the most about the team's play, the Kings' play so far this year?
Yeah, I think, one of the big things you look at is even when we're down, Nashville, Anaheim, we're finding a way to get ourselves back into the game. And, both those games, obviously Nashville didn't get the 2 points, but being down 3 going into the third and forcing overtime was, still good for our hockey club. And then still being down, goal going into third period last night again, the win, that was big for us. So hopefully we can carry the momentum.
And on your line, I know Jeff Carter is out injured and the rookie Adrian Kempe comes in. What has stood out to you in his play? Do you see a difference between the way he's approaching it night after night compared to last year when he got into about 24 games?
Yeah, I think, anytime you get a bit of confidence, it's definitely huge in this league. And, Juice kind of has the same, dimensions as Carter with speed up the middle and, me and Tyre, good wall to board or dot to boards player. So with that speed in the middle, it's good for our line, and we've been creating a lot of stuff.
Is there any marked difference in the way Kempe approaches the game as opposed to Jeff Carter?
No, I think, obviously Carter can rely on, 10, 11 years of experience, and, Carter's going to be ready to play, and, he's still a young guy, I think, but everyone's been there, and he's definitely doing his part so far.
Kenner Pearson with his thoughts on the Kings recently and looking ahead to tonight. Now, developing story, Adrian Kempe apparently may not go tonight. We understand he has come up with an illness. So if he is out, that means Michael Amadio will be in the lineup, and we'll see if he'll just replace Kempe on the line with Pearson and Toffoli. But Daryl, Tanner Pearson, we mentioned before the interview, he likes to play at a good pace. Good skater, good skill set, and this should be a game where he becomes a noticeable factor out there for the Kings.
Yeah, they're going to need his speed, especially on the forecheck, the ability to be able to get in there and disrupt the very good defense that the Lightning have. They've got to do a great job at getting the puck out of their own zone, taking it from their defense, getting it up to their forwards, and allow them to be able to go on the attack. And passes are very precise, tape to tape, so they do a great job at executing their zone. When he does get the puck on his stick, he's got to be very deliberate to get the puck to the net. He's got to make sure in a selfish way get his shots. He makes some great plays to Tyler Toffoli. Those two have really developed some nice chemistry over the years. And most recently with Kempe, whether or not he's in the lineup tonight, I think those two wingers, with the experience that they've gained over the last few years, playing a lot with guys like Jeff Carter, they've learned the game very well. They can bring in a new guy and be able to carry that guy through the game. But it's important that he continues to keep playing a 200-foot game, get his chances offensively, and even in the game the other night in Anaheim, a couple of really nice plays coming back defensively. He's on the top of his game right now, and his statistics reflect it.
Another change for the Kings. It looks like Nick Dowd will be in. We'll look for him on the fourth line on right wing with Brooks Like at center and Michael Camilleri on left wing. Andre Kopitar off to a great start, 8 goals, 19 points. He's got a 6-game point scoring streak working, and the 19 points for Andre tied for 5th in league scoring. Dustin Brown, likewise, a good start, 7 goals, 15 points, leads the team with 3 power play goals. Tanner Toffoli, 5 goals in his last 6 games, leads the team with 55 shots, 7 goals and 12 points. Kempe with 11 points and his plus 11 leads all rookies. And Jake Muzzin from the blue line, tied for 12th among defensemen in the league in scoring, 11 points. Kevin Shattenkirk of the Rangers, top scoring defenseman with 16 points. Still injured, Marian Gaborik, Kyle Clifford, and Jeff Carter. Kings penalty kill, still number one, 92.6%. Kings are scoring. We've talked about that. When they score 3 or more goals, good things happen. They've done that 10 times already, and their record in those 10 games, 8-0-2. And tonight they draw another team from the East. The Kings have already played Eastern Conference teams 10 times this year. They are a very impressive 9-1-0 against the Eastern Conference. Tampa Bay in town here tonight. Number one team in the NHL. We'll take a closer look at John Cooper's team. when Inside Hockey returns. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Kings and Lightning here tonight at Staples Center. Kings fans, next Thursday, November 16th, is the LA Kings First Responders Appreciation Night, presented by the Automobile Club of Southern California. Auto Club members can receive up to a 35% discount on game tickets and merchandise at the Team LA store. Go to AAA.com/GoKings for all the details. That game a week from tonight, Thursday, November 16th, with the Boston Bruins. John Cooper is Tampa Bay's coach in his sixth season. They missed the playoffs last season. 2015, they went to the Stanley Cup final and lost to Chicago. And again, they're out west to play all three California teams. Last night, the trip began with a 5-1 win in San Jose. And, Darryl, their number one line is the number one line in the NHL. Steven Stamkos centering Nikita Kucherov and Slava Nemestnikov. Each player had 3 points last night. Nemestnikov had 2 goals. Kucherov is league-high 15th goal, 3 assists for Stamkos, who leads the league in scoring with 28 points. Kucherov, 26 points, is second in the league. Nemestnikov, for good measure, 17 points. So how do you neutralize these guys, and do you expect strength on strength from head coach John Stephens? Does that mean the Kopitar line against Stamkos tonight?
Well, I think, first of all, I think we will see that type of a matchup. I think when you look at Kopitar's line, not only are they the best Kings offensive line to this point of the season, they're probably the most responsible defensively, led by Kopitar up the middle, who's been a great two-way center. He's going to have his work cut out for him tonight. Dustin Brown's on the top of his game, and you look like Iafallo. He's going to really have to have his legs going tonight, because this is a line that they don't need a lot of space to be able to make things happen. So I think the Kings make sure defensively they have to limit and take away the time and space that those three individuals have. Another way that you can counter against them is to make sure you limit the amount of time that they have the puck on their stick. So you've got to maintain possession, but even if you're not accomplishing a lot offensively, keep the puck off their stick. As you're exiting your zone, you want to make sure you don't make any bad passes in that area. They're so quick in the transition, they'll bring the puck back, and that's where they like to prey upon the opposition. Now they've got an outnumbered attack, and if those three guys go up against two defense, they're going to create themselves a good opportunity. So you limit their time and space, keep the puck away from them. Every chance you get, you've got to take the body against them as well. Expect to see Drew Doughty on the ice every time that that line is out there.
So Stamkos and Kucherov and Nemestnikov, the top line for Tampa Bay. Young Braden Point has 17 points in 16 games. He centers a line with Gord and Palat. And Tyler Johnson on the third line with Callahan and Kunitz. John Cooper, throughout many of the games this season, dresses 7 defensemen and 11 forwards. We'll see if that holds true here tonight. They lead the NHL, averaging 3.94 goals per game. Their goal differential at plus 21 is the league's best. Their power play ranks second. They have 18 power play goals in 16 games. That's a great ratio. They have scored 4 or more goals in 10 of their 16 games. And in their last 6 road games, points in all 6 at 5-0-1. It'll be a good test for the Kings here tonight. Tampa Bay at 12-2-2 overall. The Kings at 11-2-2 overall. We'll take a break. We'll look at the scoreboard and the matchup and goal when Inside Hockey returns. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Here at Staples Center, Kings and Lightning tonight, and let's check the NHL 6 other games.
And we got 3 finals in tonight in New Jersey. The Devils fall to the Oilers in overtime by a score of 3-2. Draisaitl, the overtime winner, his 5th of the season, the lone goal for the Devils. Brian Boyle nets his 1st of the year. The final score in New Jersey in overtime, Oilers 3 and the Devils 2. In Philadelphia, the Flyers 3-1 winners over the Blackhawks. Giroux, a goal and 2 assists, his 9th of the season. Couturier, a goal and an assist, his 10th. Voracek, a goal and 2 assists for the Flyers, his 4th of the year. Final score in Philadelphia, Flyers 3 and the Blackhawks 1. Minnesota Wild go into Montreal and snap a 3-game losing streak. They defeat the Canadiens 3-0, snapping the Canadiens' 3-game winning streak. Zucker had all 3 goals for the Wild. He's got 8 on the season. The final score, Wild 3, Canadiens no score. Midway through the third period in St. Louis, the Blues have won their last 2 games, points in nine of their last 10 at 8-1-1. They are knotted at 2 with the Arizona Coyotes. Perlini has both goals for the Coyotes, numbers 3 and 4 on the season. Edmondson and Pietrangelo, the goal scorers for the Blues. Blues defense lead the NHL this year, including the goals tonight. They have 21 goals on the season. Early second period in Calgary. It's the Flames 3, the Red Wings no score. Johnny Goodrow has his fifth of the season. He extends his point streak to 6 games. Again, early second, Flames 3, Red Wings no score. Vancouver have won their last 4 on the road. They're in Anaheim against the Ducks early in the first period. Just underway, their game is scoreless. Grant enters the game for the Ducks with points in his last 5, and that gives you a look at tonight's schedule around the NHL.
And the matchup in goal here tonight, Jonathan Quick for the Kings. His last start was Tuesday at Anaheim, a 4-3 win in overtime. He has started 12 of 15 games this year. He's got great numbers. His 9 wins ties him for second in the NHL. His save percentage is second in the league, 937. And his goals against is second in the league at 2.06. In his career, good numbers against Tampa Bay, 6-1-1 with a 1.33 goals against. He'll be opposed by Peter Budaj, who was with the Kings last season, dealt at the deadline for Ben Bishop, and then he signed a 2-year deal in the offseason, started 51 games for the Kings last year when Quick was out injured for 4 months, at a record of 27-20-3 with LA, and a 2.12 goals against, 35 years of age in his career against the Kings, 6-3-1. So Peter Budaj for Tampa Bay, this will just be his third start of the season, and Jonathan Quick in goal, that's the matchup between the pipes here tonight. That does it for the pregame. Stay tuned for Kings Hockey coming up next. And from Staples Center here in downtown Los Angeles, tonight the top two teams in the NHL go head-to-head as the Kings host the Tampa Bay Lightning. The matchup here tonight between a Kings team that ranks number one on defense and a Tampa Bay team that leads the NHL in offense, averaging almost 4 goals a game. The Kings enter tonight with a record of 11-2-2, 24 points, leading the Pacific Division. They have a 5-point lead over Vegas. The 24 points in 15 games ties a franchise record best 15-game start. Tampa Bay enters tonight with a record of 12-2-2, 26 points, leading the Atlantic Division. They own a 6-point lead over Toronto. The 26 points in 16 games is a franchise best. Individually, the respective captains of these two teams have been leading the way in a big way. The Kings' Anze Kopitar, now in his 12th season, paces the Kings' attack with 19 points, 8 goals, and 11 assists. Kopitar enters tonight's game with a 6-game point-scoring streak. Tampa Bay's Steven Stamkos, now in his 10th season, not only leads the Lightning, but he leads the league in scoring with 28 points, 7 goals, and 21 assists. So Tampa Bay, first in offense, the Kings first in defense. Should be a good one here tonight. We'll take a break and we'll get Daryl's keys when we come back. Kings Hockey presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Back here at Staples Center, Kings and the Lightning tonight as we take a look into the keys of the game, brought to you by Jeep. Visit your local dealer this month during the Black Friday sales event and discover the great deals going on now. We welcome in once again former Kings left winger Darrell Evans. And Darrell, what about the keys tonight?
Well, it's going to be a good game tonight. You're looking at the number one defense in the Kings against the number one offense in Tampa Bay. So from the start of the game, you've got to go out and dictate the pace of the game. The Kings are going to have to establish a good forecheck, slow the game down to their pace. Not that the Kings play a slow game, but they do not want to play at the pace that Tampa Bay likes to play. So it's important for the Kings to dictate the pace of the game tonight. Second one's going to be the special teams. Tampa Bay comes in with 18 power play goals. That's tied with Pittsburgh for the most in the NHL. They've got a lot of weapons up front. Kings own the best penalty kill in the NHL, so it's going to be a real battle on the special teams. The way you avoid that confrontation is stay out of the penalty box. And the third is going to be the one-on-one matchups. Important that you've got to know who you're on the ice against. Defense in particular, you've got to respect. They've got a lot of guys with a lot of speed. And because Tampa goes with only 11 forwards, they're going to double up on a lot of their top-end players. So this is going to be a little bit of a tough matchup for the Kings. John Stephens, even though he has the last line change, that's going to be tough when you're getting a guy like Stamkos out with 2 out of 4 lines.
Well, we'll see how the keys play out here tonight. The two teams hitting the ice here at Staples Center. Let's take a look at the Kings starting lineup brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. In goal, Jonathan Quick on defense. Jake Muzzin with Alec Martinez. And up front, the line of Nick Shore with Trevor Lewis and Andy Andrioff will start for Coach John Stephens. The scratches tonight, defenseman Christian Folan And Adrian Kempe has come down with an illness, or else he would be in the lineup. Kempe is a scratch tonight for Tampa Bay, coached by John Cooper. In goal, ex-King Peter Budaj. On defense, Jake Dotchin and Victor Hedman. And up front, Braden Point, centers Andre Palat and Yanni Gourde. Kings and the Lightning here at Staples Center, the top two teams in the NHL. Back with the opening faceoff. After this timeout, the Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Kings and Tampa Bay Lightning here at Staples tonight. Here in the first period, Jonathan Quick and the Kings will defend to our right. Ex-King Peter Budaj in goal for Tampa. Their number one goaltender, Andre Vasilevsky, played last night in San Jose. Vasilevsky leads the NHL with 12 wins. The Lightning number one goalie is 12-1-1 for Budaj, just his third start, a record of 0-1-1. Officials, the referees, Ian Walsh and Dave Jackson, the linesman Shane Heyer and Lonnie Cameron. So indeed a veteran officiating crew here tonight. And again, the Kings play tonight without Adrian Kempe. Kempe centering the line with Toffoli and Pearson in Jeff Carter's absence, is ill. So Michael Amadio in the lineup, and Nick Dowd is in the lineup as well, as John Stevens has to do a little line juggling. Tampa Bay at 12-2-2, best record in the NHL, second best record, owned by the Kings, 11-2-2, and we're underway. Martinez, a feed on right wing to Trevor Lewis, and he'll serve it into the Tampa end. Dotchin on defense, threw it around the wall, knocked down by Andrioff, and now picked up by Victor Hedman. Hedman's outlet on right wing, over the stick of Yanni Gourde and down the ice. Muzzin back forward, his pass hit a body, and up with the puck, Braden Point, right circle, a shot blocked. Hedman, left circle, a shot, goes off the glass behind the net into the right wing corner. Point is on it, leaving it for Gourde, now for Palat. Palat into the right wing corner, spinning away from Muzzin, centers the puck, but it's cleared away by Muzzin's stick, and then dumped out to center ice by Trevor Lewis. And quickly in the zone, Gourde on right wing with a shot, just missed the low left corner on Quick. Yanni Gourde with a bid from 35 feet. Now Drew Doughty takes over. Doughty to center ice, checked off the puck, picked up at the red line by Kopitar. Penalty coming up on the play. Quick to the bench for the extra skater. Kopitar feeds it ahead to Brown. Brown now back for Doughty and to Forbert inside the Kings line. Now out to Brown at center ice. Hands it off to Kopitar through center in the zone to the right circle. His pass comes out of the zone. And now Doughty will take over. So the game's first penalty coming up to Tampa Bay. Doughty on right wing for Toffoli into the zone to the right circle. A pass tipped on by Kopitar. Save Budaj and a whistle. And now we'll get the penalty call.
Well, that was a pretty good opportunity off the rush by the Kings. They got the puck to Toffoli. Andrzej Kopitar drove the middle of the ice, just stretching out, redirecting the stick at the last second. Budaj does a great job at tracking the puck, but it's going to be a slashing call against Johnson. That'll give the Kings the first man advantage of the night, and it comes 1:42 into the game.
So the Kings on the power play, where at home they're at 29.6% this year. Dustin Brown with three power play goals leads the team early on. Kings and Tampa Bay just underway here at Staples Center. And now Johnson is leaving the penalty box. And Killorn is going in. Did they get the wrong player? Or is there something wrong with Johnson? I think Johnson's on the bench. So
yeah, wrong player.
Apparently they got the wrong player. So the penalty is to Killorn.
It happened so far back in the shift.
Yeah. Kopitar out along with Brown. Iafallo, Martinez, and Doughty on the power play, but off the draw, the Lightning get a clear. Kings moving right to left offensively here in the opening period. Here is Doughty to the red line, cutting to his left, hands it off. Kopitar into the zone with a shot. Blocker save. Kopitar let it go from the slot, set up by Doughty. Kings hunt the puck down, but it squirts free, and Point will clear down for Tampa Bay. The Lightning on the penalty kill tied for ninth in the NHL. Scoreless first period. Martinez for Kopitar. Andre off to a great start, 19 points. Tied for fifth in league scoring to Martinez, who gets it in deep. Now the Lightning will rim it around the wall. Girardi for Palat, who left it for Strowman to clear down the ice.
One thing that Kopitar's done a lot more and a lot better this year is shooting the puck. And already in this game, both shots the Kings have come off the stick of Kopitar, averaging about three-quarters of a shot more per game.
Here is Pearson up the right wing. Got checked at the Tampa Bay line. And Palat, who checked Pearson, will send it down behind the Kings net. 48 seconds of the man advantage. Fantenberg, a feed on right wing. Toffoli for Pearson. Speeds in on right wing. Moves down low, is upended. Puck behind the Tampa Bay net. Camilleri is there, but it's picked up and hammered off the wall and down the ice by Yanni Gord. So the Kings unable to get this power play set up.
Yeah, Kings have to do a better job. The Lightning had three players around the puck. Kings have the extra man on this situation, and yet they only had two guys in the area.
Here's Muzzin ahead for Toffoli. In on left wing to Camilleri. Checked by Gord along the boards. Puck to Fantenberg. His pass is knocked out of the air and cleared. Picked up by Muzzin. 10 seconds of the man advantage. Now Muzzin waits for the Kings to make changes. Sends it across to Doughty. And out of the penalty box is Killorn. So the Kings don't do much with the game's first power play. Andrioff at center. For Lewis to Shore on left wing. He'll get it in deep, chased down by Lewis. Lewis checked by Stamkos, fights off the check, feeds the slot. Shore across to Doughty, right circle, a drive, saved by Budaj. Looks over his shoulder, but he's got it, and a whistle.
Well, the Kings do a good job at spotting Doughty open over on that right point. Doughty, not when he got the puck on his stick, he was able to walk in about 15, 20 feet. Nice feed there by Shore, just inside the top of the circle. He let the puck go. Unfortunately, Andrioff had been tied up in front of the net by the defender. He was unable to get out in front of the goaltender. That allowed Budaj to be able to telescope out to the top of his crease, take away the angle, and make the save.
Scoreless here in the first period. We've played exactly 4 minutes. Kings with the early power play. They have all three shots on goal, but off the draw to center ice. Here comes Tampa Bay in on right wing, and a centering pass by Chris Kunitz is knocked away from the slot. Kunitz signed as a free agent in the offseason. A four-time Stanley Cup winner. Three with Pittsburgh and his first one with Anaheim just over 10 years ago. Up ice pressure, JT Brown out to Strowman. Now back in deep and a battle behind the net. Kunitz is up with it. His centering pass deflected away by a King stick. And the puck comes out of the zone. Up with it, Brooks Like. He got tied up. Now Dowd in the lineup tonight has it for Martinez and across to McDermott and to Dowd, who couldn't get it in deep. And JT Brown will dump it into the King zone as they change on the fly. Martinez will survey and take a look for Forbert. Stretch pass misses everybody up the right wing boards, and this will go down for icing. So no Adrian Kempe, ill. And a young rookie Michael Amadio in the lineup for the Kings here tonight. Faceoff will be to the right of Quick. 15 minutes left in a scoreless first period.
And you mentioned Chris Kunitz coming to this Lightning team. Played in his 900th career game the other night. He's been a tough player for the Kings when he's been in the game. He's a great energy player. He gets his nose into the hard areas, and he gets a lot of those greasy type of points.
35 years of age. He's always had the great wheels, the good skating ability, and he's had some good offensive numbers in his career as well. Big goals in the playoffs that he's played in. Play underway, Doughty up the wall, held in by the Lightning. Slater Cuckoo got it around the boards. Kucherov at the blue line, cross ice feed picked off by Dustin Brown, ahead for Kopitar, steers it into the Lightning zone. Kucherov, big line out for Tampa Bay. Kucherov, Stamkos, and Namestnikov. Outlet pass by Cuckoo winds up down the ice to the Kings line. Doughty for Andrioff up the left wing in the zone to the circle. A shot and a glove save by Peter Budaj. Darryl head coach John Stevens had some good things to say about Andrioff's effort the other night against Anaheim.
Yeah, he had a big factor in that game. He had taken a penalty prior to that, and then when he got involved in the battle with Boll and Bull end up leaving the game on that after that altercation, and I think that just gave the Kings a little bit of energy, and he knew he had to redeem himself. He's not the type of player that is a selfish player, so when he's looking to do something on the ice, he's trying to impact his team in a positive way.
Right off the draw, Shore with a shot that got deflected away. Scoreless first period. Hedman's outlet pass picked off. Shore in on left wing along the boards, tied up by Palat. At center ice, Muzzin couldn't make a play. Now Point with it, quickly into the King zone, into the slot with a shot while being checked by Fantenberg. And a save made by Quick. The net gets dislodged. We'll take a break. 13:55 left in a scoreless first period here at Staples. The Kings in Tampa Bay tonight. And the Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Chris Kunitz wishes he was 35. I shortchanged him. He's actually 38. I just can't read my fives and eights on my card anymore. Chris Kunitz, 38 years of age. Face off to the left of Jonathan Quick in a scoreless first period. Tyler Johnson and Kopitar in on the draw. One by Tampa. Puck out to the right side to Dachin. Now for Kucherov. Right wing boards. His pass blocked by Iafallo. And Doughty is there, but it deflects back deep into the King zone. Chased down by Tyler Johnson. Tried to hand it off, but Kopitar picked it off. Kopitar ahead for Iafallo and out to center ice. And now the puck at the curved glass by the Kings bench. And a whistle. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Conveniently located along the I-10. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo Casino, good times anytime, good times all the time. Tampa Bay only one shot so far.
And that shot coming off the rush, off the stick of Point. Kings did a good job at tying up his stick, even though it resulted in a shot on goal. Just as he was looking to pull the trigger right inside the hash marks, his stick was kind of contacted, took a lot off it, made the save a lot easier for Quick.
And Shore wins the draw in the Kings zone, but the Kings turn it over behind their net. Centering pass in front to Gord by Palat, but that's broken up by a Kings stick. Kings had won the draw, but they turned it over behind their net. Now a scramble to get possession on the right wing boards. Point got level, but he got it down low to Gord. Gord sends it around the wall for Palat. He moves behind the net. He centers, picked off by Martinez for Muzzin. Muzzin pressured, couldn't clear. Lightning keep it in. Chase it down on the right wing boards. Point for Palat. Palat looks in front. A shot blocked. And it goes off defender Muzzin and over the glass. Daryl, I watched Tampa Bay beat San Jose last night. And that shift right there was a lot of what they did against the Sharks for most of the game last night. Relentless with their forechecking pressure.
Yeah, they have so many guys that have that quickness in their game. Not necessarily the fastest skaters, but the quickness. Those 10-foot puck races, they get to that puck a lot of times, and they move in sync. All five guys on the ice, they're all on the same page. Knowing where to support each other makes it very difficult. If you don't manage the puck well and get it out on the initial attempt, you're going to spend some time in your zone. It's probably going to result in some pretty good chances against.
Kopitar wins the draw from Stamkos. Kings get it down the ice. And now from the left wing boards, Pearson a shot attempt off Dan Girardi's stick and out of play. Dan Girardi, veteran defenseman, signed as a free agent in July after 11 years with the New York Rangers. So Girardi and Anton Strålman are teammates again. They were on the Ranger blue line when the Rangers met the Kings in the 2014 Stanley Cup Final.
And a couple of real good fits on this blue line for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They've got a lot of experience back in the blue line. Sergachev, the youngster on the blue line, just 19 years of age. He's been a real pleasant surprise for them, both offensively and defensively.
He's got 12 points. Co-leads all rookie defensemen in points with Will Butcher of New Jersey. Planned away. Lightning get a clear. Scoreless first period. Now turned over by McDermott to the net with a shot is Dumas. But I think it hit the side of the net. I don't think Quick had to make the save there. That off a turnover. Now Martinez ahead for Amadio. And out on right wing to Toffoli, who nudges it down the ice. Girardi will take over. He'll hand it off on the right side. Coburn to the Kings line. Bumped by McDermott. Not before he got it in deep. Kings take over with Oscar Fantenberg. The first-year defenseman plays it ahead behind Camilleri. Down into the Tampa zone, and they're going to call this icing. Camilleri pointing to the goaltender like, well, Budaj made an attempt to play it. That should negate the icing.
Yeah, faceoff will come back into the King zone. Just prior to that, the shot, they're actually giving Dumont so far a shot on goal. His shot went off the outside of the post. Quick had his glove in that position, so maybe official or the officials upstairs thought maybe it hit his glove, but you could hear a little bit of a ping. There was no net on that side. Quick had their side covered.
Scoreless. First period. Kings win another draw. From Stamkos, lob it down the ice. A foot race. Camilleri along with Sergachev. Sergachev with the puck, then he got cleaned out. And we get some pushing and shoving. Brooks Light, I think, with
no doubt.
Big hit there.
Doubt.
No doubt. Doubt. And I think the referee stopped play when the two players, Hedman came in to pick up for the rookie defenseman after the big hit. And I think the referee is going to whistle them both off.
Yeah, Doubt came in with a solid shoulder, got it right into Sergachev's chest, knocked him to the ice. Hedman was the first Lightning player right there. He came to the aid of his teammate, give Doubt a shove. And I think Doubt looked up and he goes, okay, this is probably a good exchange. My team wouldn't mind this. So he put his gloves down, looked like he was ready to get engaged in a battle. Both players end up going to the penalty box. 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct. So we'll get some four-on-four action.
Yeah. So no roughing minors, but it was a nice clean hit, and I guess the unsportsmanlike conduct is for staring each other down. You usually don't see the offsetting off unsportsmanlike conduct penalties.
That's the type of shift that Nick Doubt has to have more of. Get in there on the forecheck, disrupt things. You come up with a big hit like that every once in a while, that's a good thing. You want to make sure everything is positive. You want to disrupt the opposition's defense as much as you can.
Doubt getting in the lineup here tonight. This is just his ninth game of the season. Four on four. And off the draw, up the left wing. Running into traffic is Slater Cuckoo between the benches. Now I have follow for Kopitar in the zone. Cuts into the slot. He got tied up by Cuckoo's stick. And Tampa Bay will take over. 0-0 first period. Up the left wing. Cuckoo will get it down in behind the King's net. Controlled by Forbert for Doughty. Pressured by Stamkos. Now Doughty got it to Forbert behind his own net. Pressured by Stamkos. Outlets to Kopitar. And Oya follow on left wing. To the attacking line. To the circle. Driving in down low behind the net. Centers. Kopitar a chance. Saved by Budaj. Big stop by Peter Budaj on Andrei Kopitar. Kopitar with it again in the high slot. Kopitar checked on the play by Cuckoo. Lead pass onside a break. Here is Kucherov. And in goal. Deeks and scores. Nikita Kucherov. After Budaj robs Kopitar point blank. Set up with a breakaway pass at the red line. And the NHL's leading goal scorer has his 16th goal of the season. And Tampa Bay has grabbed a 1-0 lead.
And so many times we've seen that. You get a big save at one end. And the puck comes back the other way. Kopitar just robbed by Budaj on a great feed by Iafallo. They get the puck to Kucherov. From the blue line in, he was all alone. Looked like he was going to shoot it. Brought the puck to his backhand. Tucked it underneath. The goaltender quick. Third shot on goal by the Lightning. They lead it 1-0 midway through the first.
16th goal in 17 games. He started the season with a 7-game goal streak. The goal at 9:27. And Tampa Bay has scored first. Playback underway, still 4-on-4. Killorn will get it into the King zone. Killorn out there with Johnson. Killorn now behind the net, sends it out right point, where Girardi turned it over to Martinez, who got it down the ice. Girardi for Killorn at center. Bumped to the ice, recovers, gave it to Johnson. Into the King zone, to the left circle. Cross ice feed, right circle. Girardi a chance! Tipped score! Killorn! Killorn's stick was on the ice at the top of the goal crease, and Girardi, once he got the puck at the right circle, put the puck right on the tape of Alex Killorn. He tips it in just like that, 2-0 Tampa Bay.
Well, up to the goal by Kucherov. King's pretty much in command of the game, and all of a sudden in the last half a minute, things have turned really drastically in the favor of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Not only do they score a goal, but the ensuing shift after a goal is scored, whether you're scored on or you go score the goal, are so important. And the Lightning come back. They strike twice on the 4-on-4 situation. They lead it 2-0, 9:59 left here in the first.
Goals 34 seconds apart. Kucherov at 9:27. Killorn here at 10:01. So the NHL's number one offense has built a 2-0 lead here in the first period midway through. Play underway, still 4-on-4. Over the line, offside, Gord with his line mates. Let's review the goals at 9:27, Kucherov from Stamkos and Cuckoo, and at 10:01, Killorn from Girardi and Johnson. 2-0 Lightning. We'll take a timeout. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Nothing Tampa Bay, both of those goals scoring with both teams shy a skater. And now Dowd and Hedman out of the penalty box. Goals 34 seconds apart. And Tampa Bay with a 2-0 lead. They're on the attack. Gord over the line, drops it. Hedman moves in, shoots, and he scores. Victor Hedman joining the rush. Took the drop pass from Yanni Gord. And he beat Jonathan Quick cleanly on the stick side. Tampa Bay with a big first period. Now up 3-0.
Oh, great setup there. Gord got the puck going down the right side. He dropped the puck. Nobody came out to challenge. Hedman, who walked in, he was able to get right down to the hash mark, had all kinds of time, picked his spot. Quick was looking him in the eye. He beats him on the stick side. 3-0 lead. Shots are even at 5 apiece.
3 goals in under 2 minutes. And for Victor Hedman, his second goal of the season, a Norris Trophy candidate last year, that award won by Brent Burns. And what a change, Daryl. You were talking about it during the break. Peter Budaj with a big stop point blank on Andrei Kopitar. And then the ensuing breakaway pass to Kucherov. And now it's 1-2-3 goals for Tampa Bay.
Now it looks like there's going to be a timeout taken right now, maybe slow things down a little bit. A lot of hockey left here. Just over 49 minutes of play, but maybe we're going to get a challenge.
Yep. Challenge the play for offside. I don't recall thinking that the play, and we're right at the blue line here, our broadcast booth at Staples, the Kings blue line here in the first period, but they'll take a look at it. The goal stands again. It will be Hedman from Gord at 10:35. So the goal stands. 9:27 Kucherov, 10:01 Killorn, 10:35 Hedman. Now there was a couple of Lightning players on the left wing side. And, puck carrier moving in on right wing Gord isn't offside, obviously. So it's going to be one of those two if any of them were offside. This is the Kings' fifth challenge this year. The previous four have been for goalie interference, and none of those have been overturned. And if the Kings don't win this challenge, they'll be a man down. Daryl, what are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing it right here. It's just a matter of whether or not point right skate is on the ice or not, or whether or not it's in the air. The puck is still on the blue line as we see it. If point skate is up off the ground, then it's offside.
Yeah, I think the puck is on the same view as about a foot inside the blue line on the player's stick.
No, it's right here. It's on the blue line. It's right here. It's not in there yet.
He's not stick handling with it yet. All right, well, we'll see. And again, you get that situation. Do they have the angle to find out if the player's blade is in the air or on the ice? So that's where I think that rule could be changed. You break the plane of the blue line.
Uh-huh.
Would make it easier. So maybe the Kings win one. They're going to win one of these challenges.
No better time than this one.
Yeah. Stop the bleeding here. 3 goals in under 2 minutes.
3 consecutive shots.
Kings hockey brought to you by Regal Cinemas. Join the Regal Crown Club and earn rewards for going to the movies. Free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more. For more info, go to regmovies.com. Again, the new rule this year, if you challenge an offside play and it is not overturned, you get a bench minor for delay of the game. And that would just add to the woes of the Kings here in the first period.
See, what happened, Nick, here is what they're showing. As Gord came down the right side, he dropped the puck to Hedman. That puck may have come back to the line. when he as he was coming across to make his drop.
Now, in that case, the puck has to completely come out outside the blue line, right? So
just a matter of not whether that skates in the air on the opposite side.
All right, the two linesmen talking it over, and now we are going to get a decision. And here is Dave Jackson.
After video review, the call on the ice stands. We have a good goal. Now we have a two-minute delay game penalty for Los Angeles Kings.
All right. Like I said, one of these times, the challenge is going to be overturned. The fifth Kings challenge this year, they're 0 for 5, and they get the penalty with the new rule, 10:35 here in the period for delay of the game. First power play for Tampa Bay tonight. So it is Hedman's goal. It's a good goal. His second goal at 10:35 of the first period.
And Michael Amadio will go in the penalty box. He'll serve the two-minute minor.
So we'll see if the Kings can kill this off and maybe get a little momentum back, because as you said, Darryl, up until the Kucherov goal, the Kings were doing some good things. At center ice, Stamkos on left wing. Has an assist, leads the NHL in scoring. Gets it in, they chase it down, set it up, Hedman to Kucherov, right circle, a shot, save made, rebound loose. Kucherov had his stick tied up by Forbert. Kopitar tries to clear, held in Hedman for Kucherov. A give and go with Killorn. Kucherov to Killorn. Cross ice feed, one-timer. Stamkos save made. Stamkos to the left circle. Power play, Tampa. Along the board, Stamkos checked by Kopitar and the puck out of the zone. Back quickly. Over the line on right wing, Kucherov. Down to the right circle, feeds the slot. Killorn plays it across, and they score. Steven Stamkos. Great puck movement right there. So the penalty for delay of the game assessed to the Kings for the coach's challenge that was overturned results in a power play goal. 4-0, Tampa Bay.
Oh, this is just a great setup. Kucherov does a great job at getting the puck to Killorn. Killorn was walking through the slot, was wide open. A nice little dish on his backhand, and almost exactly where Stamkos was just seconds ago when he got robbed. Pulls the trigger this time. He beats quick, and a lightning strike. They're up 4-0.
Yeah, lightning has struck four times here in the first period. Eighth goal of the year for Stamkos, who earlier in his career had a 60-goal season. Twice a Rocket Richard Trophy winner. 4-0, Tampa Bay. And that's four goals, if my math is right. Well, let's wait. I'll total that up later. As play is back underway in the high slot, Martinez, a shot block in front. It comes! And a chance for Dowd, knocked away by Budaj. Dowd out with Camilleri and Brooks Like. Pinching on the left side, McDermott held it in for Camilleri to Like in the left corner. Like double-teamed, worked it free behind the net. Coburn sends it around to Kunitz, and he clears. Picked up on right wing, moving in J.T. Brown. Forced wide by McDermott, and his shot went wide of the net. 4-0 Tampa Bay. Alec Martinez taking over. For Camilleri, went off his stick, held in Strowman, a shot, kicked out. Strowman robbed from the right circle. Tyler Johnson on it. Feeds it behind the net to Killorn. His pass out front, knocked away and cleared off the glass by Martinez. Not out, held in by Kucherov, but we get a whistle and a hand pass on Tampa Bay.
The Kings right now trying to gather themselves. They've got to find a way to stop the bleeding here. Tampa Bay now with 10 shots on goal. At one point, shots favor the Kings 4-0. It all goes back to that big save. Kopitar in his third shot of the game. The Kings fourth. Robbed by Budaj in tight off the feed by Iafallo. Ever since then, it's been all lightning. They've been able to capitalize, scoring on consecutive shots, and now have the 4-0 lead.
In on left wing, Andy Andreoff with a chance. Kicked out by Budaj. Shore got the puck out to Muzzin. Muzzin to Shore, left wing boards. Hands it off for Lewis. Curls up near the blue line. Leaves it for Shore, who feeds it in down low. Andreoff away with it. Feeds it to the right circle, and Lewis's shot is deflected wide. The Lightning try to clear. held in by Shore momentarily, but he's checked by Johnson, and the puck to center ice. Could that be right? 4 goals in 2 minutes and 2 seconds?
Exactly.
Yeah. 9:27, 10:01, 10:35, and 11:29. Seemed like we were playing a lot longer than those 2 minutes. I guess if you give up 4 goals and it's not your team, it seems like a long time. Palat for Tampa Bay lifts it over everybody and gets it down the ice. And retreating is Forbert for Doughty. And ahead on right wing to Toffoli. Cross ice to Forbert jumping up. On left wing into the zone. Forbert with a shot. Blocked. Now Pearson battles in the left wing corner. Pearson out there with Toffoli and Amadio. Amadio with the puck out to Doughty. A shot. Blocked aside by Budaj. Toffoli holds it in for Amadio. Moves behind the net. He centers the puck. Goes off a stick to Palat. He can't clear the zone. Doughty holds it in. Feeds it down low. In the left wing corner, Amadio, a no-look centering pass picked off. Point for Tampa. Gains the red line. Will dump it in. Chase it down with Iafallo. Iafallo will hand it off, and the Kings defense will take over with 5.5 left in the opening period. And Tampa Bay up 4-0. They average 4 goals a game, just about 4 a game, and they're there already. Kings clear, Lightning get it back in. Forbert taking over for Doughty. Chase behind his own net. Stops up, spins away from Stamkos. Plays it across to Dustin Brown, whose pass for Kopitar is broken up. In the zone, Nemesnikov to the net, a shot. Save is made. Rebound. Nemesnikov. Cross ice feed, but nobody on the right wing. And now the Kings will clear.
Well, that shot by Nemesnikov, that was marked for the far corner. Quick with a great right toe save.
Back Nemesnikov in the zone. Hands it off for Kucherov with the pass broken up and the puck out of the zone. 4:40 left, opening period. Shots now favor the Lightning, 11-8. And a shoot-in, quick behind his own net for McDermott. And a Dowd for Camilleri. A lead pass at the attacking blue line for Lyke, broken up. Dowd keeps it in for McDermott. McDermott couldn't get a shot away. Now the Lightning the other way. If they hurry 2-on-1, moving in on right wing, Kunitz stops up, curls, cross-ice pass blocked. It bounces around, and Martinez finally backhands it off the boards and out to center ice. And everybody changing on the go with just under 4 minutes left here in the opening period. So the four Tampa Bay goal scorers, Kucherov, Killorn, Hedman, and Stamkos. On right wing, Gord into the zone to the right circle, a shot blocked. And Shore will take over and leave it for Muzzin. Kings moving right to left offensively in the period. Ahead for Andreoff at center. Over his stick. Back comes Tampa in the zone. Point to the net with a pass. Blocked by Quick's stick. Now they get the puck out to the right point. And Dotchin's chance is deflected wide. And the Kings' Nick Shore to center ice. Up the right wing. No help. The Kings were changing. Palat stripping Shore, who battles to get it back. Now they center in front. Toffoli with a chance set up by Pearson. Saved by Budaj, who's come up with 3 or 4 excellent stops in the period. And the Lightning will get it down the ice.
Yeah, really, when you look at it, even though the score favors the Lightning by 4 goals, the Kings have had a couple of grade-A opportunities that have been turned aside by Budaj to keep the Kings off the board.
And the guys you want getting those chances are getting them. Kopitar and Toffoli in particular. In on right wing, Killorn for Tampa to the circle. A shot just wide of the net. He was looking for a tip. Tyler Johnson sends the puck in down low. Killorn bumping bodies along with Doughty. Lightning get it out to Strahlman. His point shot tipped wide by Johnson. JT Brown leaving it in the corner for Johnson. Moves up high, hands it off to the net with a chance. Saved by Quick on the bid, moving in off the left wing boards. Slater, Cuckoo will take a break. 2:24 left, opening period at Staples. Tampa Bay 4, the Kings nothing. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. 4 goals and 2:02 here in the first period. 4-0 Lightning. They win the draw. Strahlman, right side, a shot wide. Now Stamkos on the left wing across right side to Strahlman. Another shot, glove down by Quick, and a whistle. Christian Collins helps us out with some stats during the home games, and he just told us that Since the Kings got the first goal in the first game last year in the season series, Tampa Bay has 11 straight goals against the Kings, including a 5-0 shutout of the Kings last year. 4 goals and 2:02 here in the first period. And off the draw, Doughty's outlet goes past everybody down the ice. Strawman back for it. His outlet pass. Kucherov at center tried to hit Nemestnikov at the red line. Broken up. Dustin Brown will get it in deep for the Kings. Kopitar in on Strawman, knocking him down. Now a whistle as the puck is underneath those two. I follow with Kopitar and Dustin Brown, a combination for the Kings. A minute 49 left in the period. So Steven Stamkos, who came in leading the NHL and scoring with 28 points already tonight, a goal and an assist. So he's got 8 goals and 22 assists for 30 points in this Tampa Bay 17th game.
And you don't want to get into a game where you're exchanging opportunities. The Kings have had some great chances here in the first period that have been denied. But on that great chance by Kopitar, the Kings were all up ice, and that's where Stamkos was able to spring Kucherov as he got in behind the defense and was in all alone from center ice on in.
First two Tampa Bay goals in the period with both teams shy of skater. Play underway. Dowd on left wing will chop it in. Like Dowd and Cavallari, a combination tonight. No Adrian Kempe, he's ill. Now we get a whistle as the Kings played the puck with a high stick. Adrian Kempe, who's been playing so well, leading all rookies with a plus 11 rating, among the league's top scoring rookies with 7 goals and 11 points, centering Pearson and Toffoli in the absence of Jeff Carter, but not feeling well, so not in the lineup. And that's the type of player that really a team needs when you play Tampa Bay.
You sure do. You need as much firepower as you can possibly get. You need the skating legs. Kings have to get back to their identity. They enter the game number one defense in the NHL, including tonight's game. In the last 5 games, the Kings have surrendered 18 goals against. A little uncharacteristic of them.
Hedman into the zone, moved down low, then lost an edge in the puck. He's all right as the Kings' McDermott plays it down the ice. Foot race. Toffoli gets there first, feeds it to Pearson in too tight, his shot at the side of the net. Pearson works it out to Martinez. Martinez, a shot deflects high and wide. Pearson again with it. Got bumped to the ice while trying to make a play, and the Lightning will get a clear. Under a minute to play in the period. 4-0 Tampa Bay here at Staples. A lead pass steered down by Pearson's stick, and he'll head off on a change. Tampa Bay out of their zone. JT Brown on right wing will send it in behind the Kings net. Picked up by Doughty, who hands it off for Forbert. And up the wall to Andreoff. Andreoff to Doughty on right wing. Cutting to his left at center. Now to the Tampa line. His pass to the right circle. Into the corner, Trevor Lewis. Lewis tried to center. That's blocked. Down low, Tyler Johnson. Bumped by Andreoff. The Lightning clear to the blue line. Forbert held it in with his body momentarily, but then cleared. And back for it, Shore. 4 seconds left. Around for Doughty. And that'll do it for the first period. So, except for 2 minutes and 2 seconds, it was an even game. But in those 2 minutes and 2 seconds, Tampa Bay scored 4 goals. Kucherov, Killorn, Hedman, and Stamkos, and they skate off with a 4-0 lead here at Staples.
Well, everybody you talk to, Tampa Bay has been outstanding this year, and they showed it there in that opening period. So many different weapons. Even though they gave up a couple of opportunities, they got some timely saves by Peter Budaj. But the ability to, in the transition, to be able to take the game the other way. And they took advantage of the opportunities. It's not that the Kings gave up a lot, but the opportunities they gave up were grade-A chances. And they allowed the Lightning to be able to walk in a little bit too deep in the offensive zone. The power play by the Lightning executed it to a T. They had 2 great opportunities. Previous to the goal by Stamkos, Stamkos and Kucherov, 1-2 and scoring in the NHL, had great chances. A second time by Stamkos, beats Quick. So great puck movement there. Kings got a chance now to go in and regroup. Needless to say, you don't look at the big score right now. The important thing is for the Kings to get the next goal of the hockey game, try to get a little bit of momentum going, and then you start to peck away. It's a goaltender in Peter Budaj that they're very familiar with. See if they're able to solve him and get the next goal in this game.
And the top 2 point getters in the NHL, each with a goal and an assist for Tampa Bay. Stamkos, his 8th goal and 22nd assist. Kucherov, his league-high 16th goal and 12th assist. Shots on goal, 14-9 Tampa. The matchup and goal, Quick and ex-King Peter Budaj. Win a life-size Kings bobblehead. Yeah, a life-size bobblehead. Go to mercuryinsurance.com/kings and you could win a Kyle Clifford, Tyler Toffoli, or Tanner Pearson life-size bobblehead. Just go to mercuryinsurance.com/kings and learn more. Coming up on our first intermission, back to our studios for a news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And after the update, we check in with the insider, John Rosen. Between periods 1 and 2 here at Staples, Tampa Bay 4, the Kings nothing. And you're listening to Kings Hockey Tonight on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Kings Radio Network, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. First intermission here at Staples Center. Tampa Bay coming in with the league's best record, showing the Kings why. 4 goals in 2 minutes and 2 seconds, and they have a 4-0 lead. Joined now by the insider, John Rosen, who follows the Kings home and road all season long at LAKings.com. John, now let's talk Kings prospect, Jarrett Anderson Dolan, a highly regarded prospect, and one of the ex-Kings who's now in player development. Jarrett Stoll had a chance to watch him recently.
Yeah, Jarrett Stoll actually was snowed in trying to get up to Spokane to go see him. There was a snow delay at the Seattle airport the first week of November. Welcome to the life of a professional scout or development expert, Jarrett Stoll. Jarrett Anderson Dolan, 6 goals, 17 points through his first 16 games with the Spokane Chiefs. Just got Kyler Yamamoto back, as we were mentioning a couple of days ago. And everything that I spoke with about Jarrett Stoll, everything seems that this kid is very serious. We know that about him. Good listener, absorbs everything. But in terms of the on-ice play, Stoll said from the game that he saw, he was supposed to see 2 games, but again, weather kept him from seeing both. He said he just gets a lot of scoring chances. He's always around the puck. He's very tenacious on the forecheck. He's got a very good stick. He's not like Pavel Datsyuk, but he's good with his stick, where he gets a lot of steals on the forecheck. Interjection. Sounds like Alex Iafallo. Meanwhile, stepping back in, I think he had 7 or 8 shots that night and probably could have had 2 to 3 goals. He had one that night, just has that offensive instinct to find the puck and know where to be. It's no surprise that he racks up a lot of points there. 41st overall pick with Jarrett Anderson Dolan. Both players, second-rounders, both players Western Canadians with a good pedigree of playing in all zones. Sounds like Jarrett Stoll, if I may.
There you go. Yeah, Anderson Dolan last year with Spokane had 39 goals and 76 points. Now, from a youngster to a veteran, let's talk about Drew Doughty. The other night in Anaheim, Drew played a career-high 35 minutes and 31 seconds. I made the observation in overtime, John. He came off a shift in overtime, and the Kings had dumped the puck down the ice, and there was a whistle. He was off the ice, inside the door for about 5 seconds, still standing, and then he came back out. So he got his rest of 5 seconds. That's about all he could get the other night, it seemed.
Yeah, John Stevens said today, I think Drew would like to play 60 minutes. Some really interesting allotment of minutes as the bench was shortened in that third period in Anaheim. Really fun game to watch, and I'm sure to broadcast as well. Drew Doughty, 35 minutes, 31 seconds. That's a regular season career high for Doughty. Dustin Brown, 25 minutes and 4 seconds. That's his most since November 2007. Keep in mind, Drew Doughty, last 2 games, 31-40, 35-31. That's too high. It's not ideal. John Stevens wants him in that 26 to 28 minute range. He said, sometimes the schedule dictates. I mean, if you're in a really heavy 4 and 5 schedule, it might be difficult. But in a week like this, where you play 2 games in a week and you've got recovery days in there, I think it's less serious of a factor. But I think over the course of the season, we'd certainly like to see that number come down. Obviously, there were other extraneous factors. There was, of course, Curtis McDermott leaving the game early with a game misconduct. There was also the fact that I believe there were 12 combined power plays in that game between the Kings and the Ducks. So Drew Doughty is plays in all situations. That's going to boost up his minutes. It was an overtime game, so you get a couple extra shifts there, in addition to the 5 seconds that he spends on the bench. But Drew Doughty, third in the NHL in ice time, 27 minutes, 6 seconds. 3 seconds behind the leader, by the way. So he, potentially with a heavy usage this week, could rise up towards number 1 in the league. Downey, though, his time on ice down from three straight years from 29 minutes in 2014-15.
Yeah, Drew Doughty, one of the few players in the league that leads his team in even strength ice time, power play ice time, and penalty killing ice time. Scoring is up, John, quickly. We've noticed that from Tampa Bay tonight. Four first-period goals. Why are we seeing more goals?
The theory is that more defensemen are getting in the play, and you're seeing more defensemen capitalize. John Stephens said, we thought over the summer it used to be one or two teams that had three 30-point defensemen, and now there are seven or eight teams that have three 30-point defensemen. That's a big change in the game. Keep in mind, this year, entering tonight, LA Kings, 3.4 goals per game. That ranks seventh in the league. Last year, that would have led the NHL.
Yeah. John Rosen, the insider. Good stuff as always. Check out John Daly at LAKings.com. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Nick.
We head to the second period here at Staples Center. Kings have some catching up to do, trailing Tampa 4-0. Back with period two after this. And the Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. And here in the second period at Staples, Jonathan Quick defends to our left. 4-0 Tampa Bay, and off the draw, Andrioff will backhand it to the Tampa line no deeper. Tipped down the ice by Dotchin to the Kings line. And now Palat's pass misses Yanni Gourde, breaking towards the net. Kings will take over on the right wing boards. Trevor Lewis checked by Hedman. Shore in to help out, along with Martinez and Muzzin. Muzzin with a bump on Palat. Puck around behind the net into the right corner. Andy Andrioff along the wall. Andrioff ahead for Lewis. And out on left wing to Shore through center ice into the zone. Stops up, leaves it for the trailer. Worked across by Andrioff to Martinez. Back to Andrioff, but he couldn't get the pass cleanly, and it goes down the ice. Kings might have had a shot on goal. Quick up to Leick. Moves in on right wing to the circle. A backhander at the side of the net. Brooks Leick looking for his first goal as a King. Now to Forbert. Point shot left side. Save. And a battle down low. JT Brown away with it for Tampa Bay. We'll leave it for his defense. And the Lightning will clear. JT Brown, Tampa Bay. Dustin Brown, Kings, not related. And now Coburn will send it up the wall and down the ice. Stretch pass off Pearson's stick on right wing. The ex-King, Peter Budaj, in goal for Tampa Bay tonight. Around the wall, and Dotchin will get it up and out. And McDermott back for it. Now tied up by Killorn. And the free puck on the left wing boards to JT Brown. Threw it behind the Kings net. Kopitar is there, as he usually is, to help out. Got it to Dustin Brown, who clears down. 4-0 Tampa Bay. Long lead pass by Girardi to the Kings line. Broken up. And now outlet pass by Doughty for Iafallo. Winds up inside the Tampa line. And Girardi, a stretch pass, a break. Kucherov in on goal. Save. Rebound. Save again. Off Kucherov by Quick. Kucherov had a breakaway goal in the first period. He gets a breakaway chance here. Was stopped on the initial chance and then on the rebound by Quick. And now we get a penalty coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a high sticking call. I think it's Jake Muzzin making his way over to the penalty box. Kings have to be aware. Kucherov has been able to get in behind the Kings defense. He tried to beat Quick glove side. Quick got a piece of it. Kucherov followed up on his own rebound. Tried to sweep the backhander past Quick. He was able to stretch his left leg out. Got his toe on it. Right after that, Jake Muzzin gets called for the high sticking call. So the Lightning, who are 1-for-1 on the man advantage, have a 4-0 lead. Also the league's highest scoring team in the second period. They have 25 second period goals. That's most in the NHL. They get a chance here to strike with the man advantage.
But off the draw, the Kings and Doughty will backhand it down. The penalty at 2:13. 4-0 Tampa Bay. Their power play in the first period resulted in a Stamkos goal, his eighth of the season. And his sixth power play goal. Lightning get it in deep. Nemesnikov sends it around the wall, but out to center ice. Hedman couldn't get to the right point quick enough. And now in on left wing, Stamkos for Nemesnikov. Wristed behind the King's net. Quick leaves it for Doughty. His backhand clear block. Doughty on his forehand will get it out and down the ice. Here's Killorn turning with it. In on right wing, along the boards. Checked by Iafallo. Put the puck out of the blue line. Hedman holds it in for Stamkos. Cross ice for the pass. Kucherov plays it off the right wing boards. Moves down low at the goal line. Nemestikov tries to jam it in. Save made. Rebound cleared by Iafallo. 50 seconds left in the man advantage. Early second period here at Staples. Lightning turn it over at the Kings line, and Doughty will lift it down into the Tampa end. Up ice pressure. Lewis on Hedman. Victor Hedman will leave the puck for Andre Palat. And he picks up speed on right wing. Through center to the Kings line. Cross ice feed. High slot. Gord with it. Moves to the right wing board. Speeds it up high in the middle. Now a tip pass to Tyler Johnson. Johnson up high to Sergachev. A shot. Save made. The 19-year-old rookie with a power play chance. And now McDermott will lift it over everybody and get it down.
Sergachev does a good job at getting that puck through. He's right up in the middle of the umbrella at the top. Filters the puck down towards the net, looking for somebody to get in front of the goaltender, but his shot was in a good position to create a rebound.
In on left wing, Gord. Kings at full strength, a drop pass. Palata shot is blocked. Kings at full strength. 4-0 Tampa Bay. And on the right wing boards, Point hands it off. Strawman across left side, moving down low. Sergachev with a chance and a save quick, and the Kings the other way up the hurry. 2-on-1. Muzzin with life. Muzzin in the zone. To the right circle. A weak backhander at the side of the net. He was forced wide by a defender. And now the other way, Braden Point. Speeds through center ice to the Kings line on right wing. Can't get around Fantenberg with the puck. And Doughty and the Kings will take over. Kings moving left to right offensively in the second period. Doughty to center ice. Feeds it off on left wing. Pearson lifts it into the right wing corner. Chased down by Dustin Brown. Rims it around the wall. Left point. Camilleri a shot wide through traffic. And now Kunitz has it. He's tied up by Brown, who steals the puck. Dustin Brown, a centering pass from the goal line, is blocked. Brown behind the net with one hand. Got the puck to Dowd. Dowd feeds the slot. Camilleri shot just wide. Dustin Brown looking for a tip. Played ahead, onside Kunitz. Quickly into the zone, drops it for Dumont, drives wide on a defender. Dumont behind the net, out to the left circle with a shot, and gloved down by Quick. And Quick will get a whistle.
Now you look at that top line for the Lightning here on the season, led in the middle by Stamkos. Kucherov and Nemestikov, both those players selected in the 2011 draft. Nemestikov, he was a first rounder, 27th overall. Second rounder, Kucherov, 58th overall. And boy, the two players that they've turned out to be playing on that top line, and by the age of all three of those guys, they've got a lot of great years ahead of them.
Yeah, General Manager Steve Yzerman, so far so good in building this team. A team that went to the Stanley Cup Final in 2015, missed the playoffs last year. Of course, Steven Stamkos and his injuries have had a lot to do with that. But they're firing on all cylinders now. The Kings into the zone. Lewis a pass in the slot for Forbert. Gloved ahead, but not out of the zone by Tampa Bay. And Girardi, and now Girardi for Kucherov. On right wing to the Kings line. Moves in the middle. His pass across is blocked. Winds up in the slot. Bounces. Stamkos with it. Curls at the circle. His pass through the slot into the right wing board. Girardi with it. Girardi centers. In front. A loose puck. The pass was blocked. And it's cleared away by the Kings. And picked up by Martinez, who cleared it to center ice. But Shore couldn't do anything with it. Back comes Tampa in the high slot. Nemestikov to Stamkos. One-timer is blocked. Now Coburn from the left wing boards a shot wide. And Andreoff will clear it out to center ice. Shore will feed it into the Tampa end as they change on the fly. And now we're going to get a whistle. The referee pointing at players who are heading off to their respective benches. Might have had a little shenanigans here away from the play. We'll take a break. 13:24 left, second period. Andreoff and Nemestikov to the penalty box. 4-0 Lightning. We'll be back. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Steven Stamkos and Nikita Kucherov both started the season with 11-game point-scoring streaks. Stamkos with his goal and an assist tonight. Points in 15 of 17 games now. Lightning with power play goals in 14 of 17 games this year. Stamkos with a team-high 6 power play goals. 4-on-4. into the zone. The Lightning in the slot. Killorn can't get a clean shot away. 4-on-4 in the first period. And Kucherov and Killorn got goals to open the scoring. Lightning with 4 goals and 2:02 in the first period. To center ice, Tanner Pearson. Check to the Tampa line. And Killorn will take over. And leave it for Dotchin. To Hedman on right wing into the King zone. The big defender moves down low in the right wing corner. Feeds it out to Point on the right side. His shot along the ice kicked out. Pearson will settle it down and feed it behind his net for Doughty. And back to Oscar Fantenberg. 4-0 Tampa. Second period. Kings moving left to right on the attack. Fantenberg looking for a play, holding on. Now will bring it up the left wing. A lead pass connects to Toffoli. And now to Doughty. Doughty cutting to his right. Curls back in the neutral zone. On the right wing boards, gave it across to Kopitar just on. Into the zone to the left circle and too deep. Into the right wing corner. Kopitar holding. He got checked. Checked by Gord and the puck goes down the ice. Kopitar for Toffoli. Quickly to the Tampa line. Drops it for Martinez. Martinez then dropped the puck. Got it back. Feeds Kopitar right circle. To the net. Kopitar a chance. Just wide. Tried to stuff it in on the short side. Kopitar on the left wing this time. Centering pass. Deflected in on goal. Martinez and a save. Budaj as players collide with the Tampa goaltender.
Well, the shot by Martinez, it comes here just seconds ago, and in the first 8.5 minutes in this period, that's just the second shot on goal by the Kings. Tampa Bay has generated 8 shots on goal, outshooting the Kings 22-11, enjoying a 4-goal lead. The goals by the Tampa Bay Lightning, the 4-on-4 situation goals in the first period, those were the first 4-on-4 goals that Tampa Bay has scored this season. Previous to tonight's game, they've been outscored 1-0 in the 4-on-4 situation. And for the Kings, those are the first 4-on-4 goals that they've given up against. They, in that situation, had outscored their opponents 1-0.
Tampa goals tonight. Kucherov is league-high 16th. Killorn, Hedman, and Stamkos with his 8th. 4-0 Tampa, 11:38 left, second period off the draw. Forbert sends the puck in behind the Tampa net. And now Girardi rims it around the wall, held in by Shore. Threw it behind the net for Lewis. Lewis checked down low by Sergachev. Now Forbert in the left corner with it. Both teams at full and equal strength. Hands it off to Shore, across to Andreev. A chance off the mask of Budaj. Andreev with that opportunity just out of the penalty box. And now Sergachev for Tampa Bay. Outlets on right wing, but Stamkos without a stick. Got it ahead to Namestnikov, but he was checked quickly by Doughty. Now the Kings turn it over behind the net, and a chance, Namestnikov save. Rebound, Namestnikov, saved by Quick. Now on the right side, a chance, Strawman block. Picked up by Kucherov, a centering pass in the slot. Picked off by Kopitar. Well, Quick doing his thing here to keep it close. Or not allowing Tampa Bay to really run away with it. Here is Kopitar on right wing, moving down low into the right wing corner, rubbed out by Sergachev. I have follow Kings rookie left winger there doing battle. All of this in the corner to the left of Peter Budaj. Budaj making his third start, looking for his first win this season. And it's still a board battle. Puck finally kicked free. Strawman around to Yanni Gord. Gord rubbed out by Toffoli along the wall. Strawman for Sergachev. And ahead on left wing where Palat had trouble with it. But there to clean things up is Point for Palat. Into the zone. Drops it for Point. Moves down low. Centers to Gord with a chance block. And now the Kings Toffoli at it. Roll off his stick. And it's center ice Hedman. Across on the right side. And Dotchin will get it down the ice. 4-0 Tampa Bay. Curtis McDermott ahead on right wing for Amadio, but he got checked. McDermott with again a lead pass picked off. Kunitz picked it off. Centers the puck from the left circle. Block. And now Amadio can't clear. Can't get around Hedman. Hedman in the high slot. Hedman to his backhand. Leaves it on the right wing side. Dotchin. Plays it down low to Kunitz. A feed up high. Duma for Kunitz on the right wing. Plays it in behind the net for JT Brown, who got bumped by Martinez. Kunitz with it again. Plays it out to Dotchin, and his shot off a stick and out of play, and the Kings get a well-needed whistle. 8:58 left, second period at Staples. Still 4-0 Lightning. We'll take a break. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. 4-0 Lightning and a face-off in the Kings' end off the draw. Fantenberg plays it up, not out. Tyler Johnson, right wing boards, a shot wide. Killorn and Fantenberg come together on the near boards to the right of Quick. Fantenberg tumbles to the ice and the puck underneath him. Darryl just looking at the shot distribution for the Kings tonight. Andre Kopitar has three. Andy Andrioff has three. And that's been about it. Tyler Toffoli had a real good look in the first period. But other than that, been tough for the other forwards getting chances tonight.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, you look at the opportunities, the grade A chances that the Kings have had. Kopitar, Toffoli, Andrioff had a really good chance here in the second period. The shot distribution by the Lightning in the opening period, everything was from about 15, 20 feet outside. Great opportunity. So many grade A chances in those prime scoring areas. And when you give those many chances up to the top scoring team in the NHL, you're going to have a lot of pucks in the back of your net. In this game, despite giving up four goals, Quick on the 25 shots that he's faced had made some really big saves. And because of where the shots have been put, they've created second opportunities. Quick's had to react and make rebound stops.
Yeah, and sometimes we talk about the timing of saves. And Peter Budaj, 9:20 into the game, stopping Kopitar point blank when it was still 0-0 and 20 seconds. Well, less than 20 seconds after that, Kucherov sprung on a breakaway. He scored, and then three more goals for Tampa. Four goals in a span of 2:02 in that first period by Tampa Bay. Kucherov now with 16 to lead the NHL. Stamkos with a goal and an assist. He leads the league in scoring now with 30 points. Stretch pass ahead on left wing to Iafallo. The rookie off his stick and down the ice. He's in on the forecheck. Puck comes free for Toffoli. Out left side to Forbert at the blue line. Forbert plays it in down low. Will chase it himself. Throw it behind the net to Toffoli. Toffoli now into the corner, but checked on the play. And here comes Kucherov to center. Floats it in off the right wing boards. Chases it down along with Doughty. Doughty tied up. Kucherov tripped up on the play. Penalty coming up. It was called by the referee out at center ice. The referee right next to the play was going to let it go. So Doughty will head off.
Yeah, Kucherov, give him credit for moving his feet in the offensive zone. He did a great job at getting out of his own zone. Created a lot of separation between he and Toffoli. Got the puck into the offensive end. And when they were up in a battle along the boards, Kucherov continued to keep his legs moving. Doughty was standing still. He reached in with a stick, caught his skates, pulling them down. So Tampa will go on their third power play of the game. They are one of two. They've had six shots on goal with the man advantage.
Stamkos with that first period power play goal with 13 power play points, 13 of his 30 points in the season with the man advantage. They set it up. They win the draw. Tyler Johnson, a pass across, and a chance in tight. Save is made by Quick, sliding to his left, and the bid by Andre Palat. Another great look for Tampa Bay.
Actually, I think it may have been Jake Muzzin that got a stick on that prior to getting through to Quick, Nick.
All right. Either way, it was a great look. Lightning in, set it up again. Here is Gord for Sergachev. Feeds it right circle. Palat, a shot pass blocked. High slot, Tyler Johnson, right circle to Palat. Palat holding on at the goal line to Killorn. Killorn now outside the right circle. Gave it up high to Sergachev. His shot through traffic. Save made. Palat the rebound to Johnson. To Palat in the corner. Left corner. To Johnson up high to Sergachev. Feeds it across. Gord a one-timer. Saved by Quick anticipating. Good puck movement again by Tampa.
Yeah, nice work by Sergachev up high. He filtered one shot through to the net that Quick turned aside. Next time it comes back up high, he dishes it off to his right. Gord was positioned, stick cocked and ready to go. He pulled a trigger on it. Great anticipation and read by Quick. He came out and then angled himself going to his left to be able to get his body in front of it.
Power play, a minute seven left. 4-0 Tampa Bay here at Staples. Kucherov out there now off the draw. Feeds it up top to Hedman across Stamkos. A one-timer kicked out. Stamkos now for Killorn. Feeds it in the high slot. Nobody there. And the puck down the ice. Dustin Brown chasing with Hedman. Hedman got there, rimmed it around the wall. Picked up at center ice by Killorn. Killorn hands it off for Stamkos. Over the line. Now they get it to Kucherov on the right wing. For Hedman. Hedman reaches, holds it in. Hedman to the left wing side. Moving down low. Power play Tampa Bay into the corner. Leaves it there for Stamkos. Feeds it up top. Killorn moves in the middle. Killorn across right wing boards. Kucherov for Namestnikov. To Kucherov behind the net, who centers. Shot, save is made. Stamkos robbed by Quick. Puck free. And Stamkos battles off a check to get it free to Hedman. Now they set it up in the slot to Killorn. Saved by Quick. And a whistle. And Jonathan Quick is a busy goaltender here in the second period.
Yeah, already here in the second period, he's faced 17 shots, 31 total shots by the Lightning, and so many great A opportunities. So many of their shots have come inside the faceoff dot and no more than 20, 30 feet out. And they're also coming from their top end player. So he's being tested. He's doing all he possibly can to keep the Kings in this one. Kings have not found a way to generate much offense, especially here in the second period. They've been limited to just three shots. Shots are 17 to 3 for the Lightning here in the second.
And off the draw, Strahlman with it, the power play winding down for Dumont across right side, Dachin a shot wide. Dachin his first NHL goal last night in San Jose, and now the Kings are at full strength. Still 4-0 Tampa Bay. Puck at the red line, and Doughty will wrist it in. Shots 31-12 for Tampa Bay. Chris Kunitz for the Lightning on left wing gains the red line. He'll shoot it in. And now a battle down low. Lightning worked the puck away from Muzzin, but Strahlman decided not to pinch. Lightning hold it in, however, to JT Brown with a chance from the left dot. Save, rebound Kunitz. Pass in the slot broken up, and now the Kings to center with Lewis. Lewis will feed it in, chased down by Andrioff. Andrioff with a bump on Dachin. Strahlman takes over, clears it ahead to center ice. Picked up by Kunitz. To the Kings line on right wing, he'll get it in deep and head off on a change. Fantenberg uses the glass to clear the zone. Girardi for Coburn. Coburn's pass steered in deep by Point. Picked up by Fantenberg. Chased in the corner by Gord. Puck comes free, the Kings are on it. Doughty up the wall and out to center. Dowd got it to Andrioff, but he put a move on right at the blue line, and that put the play offside. Could have been a two-on-one. 4:41 left. Second period at Staples. Still 4-0 Tampa Bay. We'll take a break. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Well, a challenge tonight was try to shut down the league's number one line of Stamkos, Kucherov, and Namestnikov. Kings have 12 shots on goal in the game. They're being outshot 32-12. That line has 13 shots. Namestnikov has 6, Kucherov 4, and Stamkos with 4. 4-0 Lightning. Quick in goal against the ex-King Peter Budaj, who filled in admirably for Quick, who missed 4 months last year. Budaj traded the deadline for Ben Bishop, then signed a 2-year deal. Doughty on the right wing boards with a shot blocked by Girardi. Girardi up the wall for Killorn and across to Coburn, who snaps it out to center ice. Fantenberg's pass blocked. Free puck. Worked free by Light to Camilleri to Dowd, and his quick shot from the left circle handled by Budaj, who hasn't been all that busy, especially here in the second period. The 13th shot he's faced, Darrell, but he's made, I'd say, 4 or 5 grade A saves tonight.
Yeah, a couple of those saves have come off the stick of Nick Dowd. Nick Dowd does a good job getting into a pretty good spot there. We talked about the save that he made on Kopitar just prior to Tampa scoring their first goal. Tyler Toffoli had a great A opportunity. Andrioff had a good look here early in the second period. So it's not the quantity of the shots that he's faced. A couple of quality ones, a couple of timely saves. That's allowed the Lightning to be able to get their legs underneath them and build the lead that they have.
Now Kopitar in the slot with a shot. Hits both posts. Forbert with a chance. Left side is blocked. I'm quite sure that hit both posts. The fans were reacting. The referee waved it off. They play on. Lead pass. Kucherov knifes through the defense and on goal. He's held up on the play by Martinez. Going to be a penalty. So like we saw early in the game, Darrell, a great chance by Kopitar. And then Kucherov gets a chance at the other end.
Now, on this one here, you can't miss by much more if he missed. I wonder if they're going to take a look at this. We're going to get a look at the replay. Kopitar shoots, beats Budaj on the right. It comes post to post. He gets a piece of it. Looked like it wrapped its way all the way around the net, post to post, the inside of both pipes. Peter Budaj could hear the ping going, and then the Lightning come back and create another grade A scoring chance by the league's leading goal scorer, Kucherov.
It hit the inside of the left post, then the inside of the right post, and stayed out. And now Alec Martinez to the penalty box. Going to be a hook on Kucherov. One of three tonight. Tampa Bay's power play. 3:40 left, second period. 4-0 Tampa. And off the draw, Doughty up with a puck. Doughty will carry it to center ice. Hand it off to Pearson. Pearson chops it in down low. Doughty got held up by Stamkos. And penalty coming up to Stamkos. Delayed call. Doughty for Pearson. Fans on a one-timer. Pearson again sweeps it wide. While spinning, puck out of the zone. And Doughty will reset with Quick to the bench for the extra skater.
And what this will do, it'll take more time off the penalty that the Kings already have, so they'll give him a little bit of extended power play time when eventually the whistle goes.
Lead pass Pearson to Like at the attacking blue line, broken up, and a whistle. So interference, the call right here, the penalty at 16:55. And Stamkos will go. Kings Hockey brought to you by Cooper Tires. Get a voucher good for two free tickets to a select LA Kings regular season game during Cooper Tires Buy 4 and Score event. Visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer for complete forms, terms, and conditions.
Well, a power play for the Lightning. Even though that fourth one was an abbreviated power play that only lasted 35 seconds, Lightning's power play unofficially 11 shots on goal with the man advantage.
Almost as many as the Kings have total in the game. 16:55, Stamkos for interference. Kings had the first power play chance in the game. Early on, a minute 42 in, Killorn got two for slashing, but the Kings couldn't capitalize. So now 4-on-4 for a while. Then Martinez comes out, and an abbreviated Kings power play. 4-0 Tampa Bay. Strawman fighting off a check in the neutral zone. Got it in deep. Muzzin taking over. Muzzin ahead for Toffoli. And off to Kopitar. Through center ice into the Tampa zone. Leaves it for Toffoli. Left wing. Moves down low. Cuts in the middle. A shot block. Rebound! Score! Toffoli! Tyler Toffoli set up on the left wing by Andre Kopitar. Had his first chance blocked. But the puck came right back to him, and he beat Peter Budaj on the glove side. So the Kings are on the board here late in the second period. The Tampa Bay lead is now 4-1.
Well, Tyler Toffoli did a great job at sticking with that play as his first attempt was denied, bringing the puck towards the net. Stood right there. Puck bounced in a fortuitous way for him. Right back in the blade of his stick. Wasted no time getting that puck past Budaj. So the Kings now are on the board. A 4-on-4 situation goal. We've had three of them in the game tonight. And the Kings trail 4-1.
Toffoli heating up. His sixth goal in his last seven games. His eighth goal of the season. It comes at 17:31. And Andre Kopitar will get an assist to extend his point streak to seven games. Player underway, Kucherov over the line on left wing. Checked off the puck by Shore and Doughty. Kings will take over, but Forbert's pass is blocked. Winds up to Doughty. Doughty into the zone. Doughty into the high slot. A pass in front. Missing the tip. Coming off the right wing was Trevor Lewis. That goal 4-on-4. Here is Nemestnikov to the Kings line. Lightning changing onto the near boards. Nemestnikov met there by Doughty. Forbert will take over, but his pass, he turned it over, picked up by Gord, and he'll carry it out to center ice. Quick power play for the Kings. Martinez out of the penalty box. Lightning with possession. They get it to Coburn, and he'll send it up the wall and get it down. Well, a power play goal here would make it a little more interesting, but the Kings turn it over in the slot. Hedman, a backhander, saved by Quick, and Quick will cover.
Yeah, Hedman jumps into an opportunity there, watching the play unfold in front of him, took the puck, tried to get Quick moving to his left and then tuck it in on the backhand. Quick does a nice job at sealing at the last second, taking away that bid, the 33rd shot by the Lightning. 15 seconds left on a penalty to Stamkos. So the Kings look to possess the puck from the draw here, get the puck into the offensive zone to try to create one more opportunity here on this man advantage before the penalty expires.
The goal at 17:31, Toffoli from Kopitar and Muzzin. So again, Kopitar leads the team now with 20 points. A seven-game point scoring streak. That's the longest by a King this year. Great start for Andrei Kopitar. Off the draw, Muzzin looking for a play. Sends it to center ice for Kopitar into the zone. To Brown on right wing. Down to the circle. Cross ice feed to Muzzin. Shoots! And he missed the net. Jake Muzzin with a great look, but he missed the net and the puck over the glass and out of play.
That's a great look there. Dustin Brown timed that nicely. Took the puck, just got himself inside the line, back in the defense off just enough. Kopitar, who initiated the play, with his speed moved the defense back a little deeper. That opened up the lane. He got it to Muzzin. Muzzin had plenty of time to walk in. He looked like he picked his spot, tried to go upstairs against Budaj on a glove side, a shot off the mark. That would have been a huge goal for the Kings with 1:01 left here in the second.
Face off to the right of Budaj. Kopitar, Dustin Brown, and I a follow out with Martinez and Muzzin. 4-1 Tampa Bay. And off the draw, Girardi's pass deflects off a teammate in on Budaj. He'll leave it for Coburn, who clears it up the boards and down the ice. Muzzin racing back for it, and he wins the race for icing. 51.7 left in the period. Kings hockey brought to you by Wells Fargo. Proud supporter of the LA Kings and dedicated to helping people build better every day. Call, click, or stop by to start a conversation with us today. Wells Fargo, building better every day. Face off to the left of Budaj. And off the draw, a follow in the slot with a shot, save, rebound. Kopitar scores! Kings won the draw. Kopitar and Iafallo drove in the slot. Out-muscled a defender to get a shot. Save made. The rebound to Kopitar, who buries it. And the Tampa Bay lead is now 2 goals. This goal coming with 45.6 seconds left in the second period. It's now 4-2 Lightning.
Well, the initial play off the faceoff. Kopitar gets it to Iafallo with his skate. Iafallo shoots the puck. It's blocked at the net by Budaj. Jake Muzzin comes in, finds the puck, dishes it across to Kopitar. Kopitar patiently waiting. Backhand to forehand, puts it into the net. Kings got life. They trail it 4-2 late here in the second period.
We might be getting a coach's challenge here.
Coach's challenge, goaltender interference.
Yep, coach's challenge. Dustin Brown hanging around the goal crease area where he usually is when he's out there on the attack. So we had a challenge by the Kings for an offside earlier in the game on Hedman's goal that made it 3-0. It was a good play, and the Kings were assessed the delay of the game penalty and gave up a power play goal.
And just looking at the rebound here, Brown was in battle with Coburn. Coburn, the defender, muscled him out of that area. Brown pushed Coburn, but by the time the puck came across, now it's just a matter of not determining whether it disrupted Budaj from coming from his right to his left to be able to line up. Not sure whether or not it did.
Yeah. Well, if there's any doubt, if they feel the defenseman is making the effort to push Brown away, then I don't know how you can call this goalie interference. Brown might have had his left skate in the blue paint, but he's being tied up by the defender. And what can he do if he's being tied up? I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm not right on these a lot of the times, but I'm going to say this is going to be a good goal.
I'm going to say it is as well, Nick. Initially, Dustin Brown pushed Hedman, or pardon me, pushed the defenseman Coburn, and then Coburn pushed back.
Here's the call. Wow. So, no goal. The other night in Anaheim, Kings had 2 goals taken away from them. One for interference and one because the goalie's mask came off. Boy, Brown's left leg is tied up. Kings on the attack. Come back in the zone. Doughty with a pass through the slot. In the left corner, Doughty up with it. Iafalo behind the net. He tries the wraparound, saved by Budai. Now Iafalo again. A pass to the front of the net is blocked. Battle on the near boards, and Palat will lift it after he won the battle with the rookie Iafalo. And Doughty then sends the puck in to his goalie, Quick, and not sure that was a planned play, but Quick had to freeze it because Point was lurking about. Well, that would have really been a momentum changer. You go into the room down 4-2 with the whole third period ahead of you.
Yeah, I just don't.
These
challenges,
the Kings aren't doing very well with them early on. For or against them.
No, they're not. I just don't like that one. It's not like if he would have pushed Hedman that landed on the goaltender, I could see it. But by he pushed Hedman, Hedman pushed back, and Brown was outside the crease when the puck came across over to Kopitar.
But there was contact with his left skate and the pad of Budai, and I'm sure that's why they blew it down. Driving in on left wing, Lewis forced wide by a defender. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Martinez a shot deflected wide, and there's the buzzer. And the Kings are dejected. They should be. They battled back to Foley at 17:31, and then with under a minute to play at 19:14, Kopitar thought he had the second goal. But the coach's challenge worked for John Cooper. 4-1 Tampa at the end of two periods here at Staples.
We'll see whether or not the Kings were able to gain any momentum from that. The goal they scored, they came back the next couple of shifts, started to throw some pucks in that direction. It's not that they haven't created enough scoring chances. They've had a couple of golden opportunities early on in the hockey game when the game was scoreless, and they had a chance or two in the second period. But Peter Budai with some timely saves. The Kings have to make sure defensively they don't continue to keep exchanging chances with the Lightning. Of course, the next goal of this hockey game is huge, and the Kings would like to get it as early in the third period as they possibly can. But in doing so, they can't expose themselves defensively. They've got to go out there and earn it. Tampa's had 33 shots on goal through two periods. That's way too many, especially for the league's top scoring team.
Shots on goal, 19-6 Tampa in that second period. And the Lightning didn't score in that second period. For the game, Tampa Bay 33 shots and the Kings with 15. Quick and Budai, the matchup in goal tonight. Tampa Bay had all four of its goals in a span of 2 minutes and 2 seconds midway through the first period. Kucherov, Killorn, Hedman, and Stamkos. Kucherov is league-high 16th. The Kings' goal in the second period at 17:31 to Foley's 8 from Kopitar and Muzzin. So at the end of two periods, the Lightning scoring off with the Kings here tonight at Staples have a 4-1 lead. See your Kings take on division rivals this season with the division mini plans available in 3- and 5-game packages. Get up to 20% off regular pricing and see great opponents like the Sharks this Sunday and others like the Ducks, Oilers, Flames, and more. Visit LAKings.com/mini plans and get yours today. Coming up in our second intermission, back to our studios for a Toyota intermission news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And after the update, we check the hockey notebook and the scoreboard. Between periods 2 and 3 here at Staples Center tonight, the top two teams in the NHL are going at it. And our score after 40 minutes, the Lightning 4, the Kings 1. And you're listening to Los Angeles Kings Hockey on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Welcome back to Staples Center. Darrell Evans along with Nick Nixon. We're at the end of 40 minutes of play. It's the Lightning leading the Kings by a score of 4-1. Time now to take a look at the Toyota Hockey Center update with a look at news, notes, and scores from around the NHL. Well, around the NHL, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard first tonight. The Calgary Flames in Detroit, or pardon me, at home against Detroit, beat the Red Wings by a score of 6-3. In that game, Johnny Gaudreau had a pair of goals, giving him 6 on the season. He also had an assist. He extends his point streak to 6 games. A final score: the Flames defeat the Red Wings 6-3. St. Louis win their third in a row at home in a shootout. They defeat Arizona by a score of 3-2. Edmondson and Pietrangelo had goals for the Blues. The Blues defense has 21 goals this season. That's tops in the NHL. Perlini had both goals for the Coyotes. He's got four. The final score in St. Louis in a shootout. Blues 3, Coyotes 2. Minnesota go into Montreal and they snap a three-game losing streak. They defeat the Canadiens 3-0, ending the Canadiens' three-game winning streak. Zucker had all three goals for the Wild. He's got eight on the season. Final score, Wild 3, Canadiens no score. Philadelphia at home, 3-1 winners over Chicago. Giroux, Couturier, and Voracek, the goal scorers for the Flyers. Murphy, his first of the season for the Blackhawks. Final score, Flyers 3, and the Blackhawks 1. Edmonton on the road in New Jersey in overtime. Defeat the Devils by a score of 2-1. Drysdale, the overtime winner for the Oilers, was his fifth of the season. Vancouver in Anaheim with a four-game winning streak in the third period with 6 minutes left. It's the Ducks leading the Canucks by a score of 4-1. Berchi, his fifth of the season for the Canucks. For the Anaheim Ducks, Silverberg has a pair of goals. He's got four in the season. Raquel has three assists for Anaheim. Anaheim entered the game with just 5 power play goals in the season. But in tonight's game, they have 3 power play markers. Again, 6 minutes left in the third period. Anaheim leading the Canucks by a score of 4-1. Last night, Patrick Marleau scored his 6th goal of the season, 514th of his career, passing Jeremy Roenick for 39th on the all-time goal list. Only Yager, Ovechkin, and Hossa have more goals amongst active players. Last night, Toronto's Austin Matthews missed a game for the first time in his NHL career with an upper body injury. He had played in 98 consecutive games as the Maple Leafs beat Minnesota 4-2, handing the Wild their third straight loss. And this date in NHL history, 1984, Edmonton beat Washington 8-5 to establish an NHL record for the longest undefeated streak to start a season, 12-0-3. Edmonton surpassed the previous record of 14 games set by the 43-44 Montreal Canadiens. Also on this date in 2006, Anaheim set a record by getting a point in 16th straight game from the start of the season. They beat Vancouver 6-0. They had 12 wins with 4 overtime or shootout losses. And that gives you a look at some news and notes as well as the scores from around the NHL. And here at Staples Center at the end of 40 minutes of play, it's the Lightning 4 and the Kings 1. We'll be back with the third period on 790 KBC, presented by Morocco Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Getting set for the third period, 4-1 Tampa Bay. The Kings goal, Tyler Toffoli, is 8th of the season. And on this date in Kings history, 4 years ago tonight, against Vancouver, a rookie named Tyler Toffoli had a big game.
Richards with speed into the zone. High slot. Feeds it right circle. Doughty centers. Score! Tyler Toffoli! Toffoli sends it behind the net for Dwight King. King in front to Richards, who scores! Toffoli and Richards in the zone. Toffoli to the net. A pass to Richards. To Toffoli. Score!
First three-point game of his NHL career on this date for Tyler Toffoli. 2 goals and an assist in a 5-1 win over the visiting Vancouver Canucks here at Staples. November 9th, 2013. Toffoli has the Kings goal tonight, his 8th of the season. And as we start the third period, Jonathan Quick, who was a busy goaltender in that second period, really been a busy goaltender throughout, defends to our right. He has faced 33 shots, and ex-King Peter Budaj to our left has faced just 15 shots here tonight. 4-1 Tampa Bay. Penalty boxes are empty and off the draw. Puck inside the Kings line. Jake Muzzin taking a look ahead for Kopitar. And across to Martinez. Martinez into the zone. Right wing side. Down low in the corner. Stops up. He's double teamed in to help out as Iafallo. And now Toffoli. A battle. And the puck comes out to Kopitar on the right side. The blue line. His pass down low is blocked. Picked up in traffic by Martinez, but he got checked and the puck to center. Tyler Toffoli with it again for Kopitar on left wing. Kopitar got cleaned out by Girardi as he tried to set up Toffoli, but the Lightning get it clear and they ice the puck. So we'll get a face-off back in the Tampa end. Time now for our CHLA tip of the day. Families and friends are part of life's treasures, but texting while driving can take that all away. Please keep our children safe. Don't text and drive. The tip of the day brought to you by Children's Hospital Los Angeles, ranked best on U.S. News and World Report's prestigious honor roll. Brooks Like on the draw. Like out there with the Pearson and Dustin Brown. So some line juggling here. But to center ice off the draw, Kucherov, a goal and an assist tonight for Nemesnikov in the zone. His drop pass didn't work for Kucherov and the puck out to center. Stamkos is the other forward on the number one line in the league, scoring-wise so far this year. Stamkos will wrist it in. Doughty hands it off behind his net for Pearson. And back to Doughty. Kings moving right to left offensively. Now Doughty to center ice. Plays it up the wall. Tipped back to Doughty. Moves in. Got checked light. Couldn't get the puck. And Dotchin does for Tampa. His long outlet to Kucherov at center. He got knocked down by Forbert, but he got the puck to Hedman. Moves in the zone. High slot. A shot saved by Quick. And a whistle. Tampa Bay in that second period outshot the Kings 19-6. They didn't score. They got all four of their goals within 2 minutes and 2 seconds in the first period. But the reason it's still 4-1, Jonathan Quick in that second period.
Yeah, no doubt. He's made some big saves in a hockey game. And the Kings are hoping that their third period magic this season, where they've outscored the opponents 20-7, the seven goals against in the third period, the fewest against by any team in the National Hockey League. Tampa's given up 15 goals in the third period. That's the most that they've given up in any period, so we'll see if those numbers play in the favor of the Kings and then get themselves a little bit closer in this one.
Yeah, Kings had three in the third with Nashville here the other night, tied it at three and then lost it in overtime, but they did get a well-deserved point in that regard. To center, McDermott for Andrioff on left wing. He'll shoot it in, right wing boards, Shore fanned on the puck. Martinez has it, throws it towards the net, stick save. And now Sergachev for Strahlman. And around the wall to Johnson, who sends out Gord. Yanni Gord back to Johnson on right wing. That pass didn't work at the Kings line. And McDermott again with it. The rookie defenseman up the wall for Shore off his stick at the Tampa line. Kings making changes, as will the Lightning. And the Kings now get Kopitar out with Camilleri and Dowd. As it's carried up the left wing by Girard to the Kings line. Threw it behind the Kings net. Muzzin now in the corner, got knocked off the puck. Quick shot from the right side by Dumont goes wide. Camilleri on the boards in a battle. Puck squirts free down low. Lightning up with it. Get it to Girard. A point shot blocked by Dowd. Kunitz and Kopitar fighting for possession. Kopitar around to Fantenberg. Fantenberg to Kopitar to center for Muzzin. Muzzin to Kopitar in the zone. Drops it right circle. Camilleri to the net with a chance. Save is made. Rebound is covered with Camilleri and Muzzin battling to pry it free from underneath Peter Budaj.
Well, a nice effort by Camilleri coming in on his off wing. He drops his left shoulder, absorbs the contact, tries to bring the puck back and push the puck past Budaj. Budaj does a great job knowing that there's going to be contact, holding his ground. Not only is he able to make the save, but he makes sure that he doesn't give up possession of that puck, as the Kings had numerous bodies coming there try to free the puck up. That's a big save by Budaj here early in the third period.
Still 4-1 Tampa Bay, and a face-off to the left of Peter Budaj. We mentioned he filled in for Jonathan Quick. That wasn't the plan when Quick was injured on opening night last season in San Jose. Jeff Zadkoff, if you remember, was the backup goaltender to start the season, but he just couldn't put it together, so the Kings turned to Budaj, and Budaj had some great numbers. 27-20-3 record with a 2.12 goals against and 7 shutouts for the Kings. And then he was traded at the deadline for Ben Bishop. Bishop now in Dallas. And then Budaj was signed to a 2-year deal. So Peter Budaj gets 2 more years in the NHL, mainly because of his strong play with the Kings, filling in for Quick last year. Play underway here at Staples, 4-1 Tampa. Forbert ahead for Toffoli, who steered it in deep. Toffoli, the only goal tonight. Toffoli out with Like and Iafallo. Stretch pass to Gord at center. Hands it off for Dotchin on right wing, and he'll throw it in behind the Kings net. Forbert taking over. Plays it ahead for Shore. And out to center ice, where it winds up going all the way down in on Budai. Lewis and a teammate, Iafallo, thought the other was going to get the puck, and neither one did. Lightning will clear it. Trevor Lewis for McDermott in traffic at center ice. And now the Lightning take over with Stamkos. Backhands it high in the air, cross ice, gloved to the ice by McDermott. Now picked up by Andrioff away from one of the Lightning players to Shore. Over the line to McDermott with a shot save. And the rebound eludes Lewis. And carried up the left wing by Tampa Bay. And Kucherov will get it down in the Kings' end.
Good shot there by McDermott. He just filtered the puck towards the net. Kings had bodies there. And the goaltender Budai was able to get out to the top of his crease and get his left leg on it.
Kucherov with a goal and an assist tonight. His league-leading 16th goal. Now a feed on left wing to Dustin Brown in the zone. A backhander from the circle kicked out. Brown again with it, right corner. Brown centers. Spantenberg a shot. Didn't get all of it. It goes wide. He was wide open, jumping up from the blue line. And the Lightning will get a clear, and the puck deflects back in with Kings players trapped and a whistle. So the Kings are trying their darndest here to get that goal to make it interesting. 14:51 left in the third, 4-1 Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think as long as Tampa's got a three-goal cushion, they're going to feel comfortable. I think if the Kings can get themselves, especially if they can get it here early in the third period, Tampa, this is the third time they play back-to-back this season. They are 3-0 in Game 1 of the two back-to-back series. In Game 2, their record is 0-1-1, so the Kings are hoping that numbers play in their favor, but they've got to find a way to get some pucks in the net first.
8-1-1 Tampa when leading after two periods. They have a 4-1 lead here, and Girardi with the puck on right wing at center will wrist it down. Fantenberg still out there along the boards in a battle with Kunitz. Plays it up to Dowd. Dowd then lost the puck. JT Brown, 50-footer save made. Fantenberg plays it up the wall. Foot race. Coburn with Dowd. Coburn got there for Girardi. And ahead to the Kings line where Kunitz drops it. Moving in. Dumont a shot. Save. Rebound. Deflects into the corner. Nick Dowd away with it. Dowd outlets for Camilleri, who hands it off to Doughty. And to Camilleri. In on left wing to Muzzin, left circle. Muzzin was checked by Hedman. Two defensemen there. And the puck freed up, and Camilleri's pass out to the blue line. Missed everybody and goes down the ice. Again, the Kings moving right to left offensively here in the third period. Tyler Toffoli, a lead pass on right wing. Steered in deep by the stick of Iafallo. Out is Budai. Fires it around the glass. Held in by Doughty. Went off his shin pad. Now they say it came out and back in offside. We'll take a break. 13:37 left. Third period at Staples. 4-1 Tampa. Kings Hockey presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Nick Nixon along with Darrell Evans here at Staples Center. The crowd reacting. Chris Sutter is at the game. The dancing Sutter of the family. And he's riling up the crowd here. Chris in town to see his brother Brett play with the Ontario Reign. And Chris over the years a fixture here during his dad's tenure as Kings coach for 6 years. Nice to see Chris.
Always good to see Chris. So much energy and such a positive attitude the way he approaches. He loves coming to these games. And you can tell in the response, the noise of the crowd there, they love having him here.
Well, his first game where we've seen him do his thing. Let's see if the Kings can get some goals past Mr. Budai. Forbert to the attacking line on left wing. A shot handled by Budai. Now played down the ice by Palat. Point in on the forecheck on Forbert. Puck free behind the net. Toffoli rims it around and past Hedman and out to center. Hedman with Dotchin on the blue line for John Cooper's Lightning. And now Hedman with a play. 4 point to Palat on right wing to the Kings line to the right circle. Knocked down by Kopitar. Gord is there as well. And the puck cleared by Doughty. Kings changing up, 12:40 left in the third. 4-1 Lightning. First of a five-game homestand for the Kings, who have points in their first seven home games this year at 5-0-2. Tampa Bay coming in with the best record in the NHL at 12-2-2. And Tampa Bay with points in their last six road games. Their road record is 5-1-1. Stamkos over the line, feeds it right wing, Nemestikov across to Kucherov, back to Stamkos, blocked by Martinez, stick. And again, you see that quick puck movement by that big line. Turnover at center ice, Shore with it, moves in on left wing, backhands it behind the Tampa net. Andreoff in a battle there, along with Slater, Cuckoo, and Kucherov. Strawman lurking, puck free, right corner, Muzzin. Threw it back behind the net. Andreoff with it. Andreoff centers for Shore. Broken up. Lightning don't clear. Held in. Fantenberg a shot. Off a stick and out of play.
Well, the Kings are trying to filter pucks towards the net. Things are tightening up a little bit in front. You can tell the Kings are squeezing the sticks a little bit tight right now. They recognize what's going on with the clock, that the clock is not in their favor, especially with the deficit that they face in the three goals. They know they need a goal. In the next little while, they're going to have their foot on the gas. They'd like to get one before the midpoint part of this third period to cut the deficit to two goals.
4-1 Lightning. Lightning win the draw and clear it. Muzzin across on right wing to Like. Like for Dustin Brown into the zone to the right circle. Brown stick handling away from Coburn. Moves behind the net. Feeds it in front in the slot. Shot. Score! Oscar Fantenberg! That will be his first NHL goal. Great play by Dustin Brown. Stepping around defenseman Coburn in the corner. Moved behind the net, fed the slot, and Fantenberg with a shot up high. And with 11:21 left in the third period, the Tampa Bay lead is now 2-4 Lightning.
What a play by Dustin Brown. He was coming in on Coburn going down the right wing. Turned back towards his backhand. A nice little pivot. Maintained possession of the puck. Took it all the way around the net. There was a couple of Kings there, but it was Fantenberg, the second layer. He got the puck on his stick, elevating it, beating Budaj. Glove side, upstairs. Kings are within two. It's 4-2 with 11:21 left here in the third period.
Well, they're giving Peter Budaj something to think about here. Once a 4-0 Tampa lead, now 4-2. Plenty of time left. Play underway. JT Brown for Tampa gets it up the right wing boards and down the ice. Picked up by Kopitar. Kopitar cutting to his left. Dishes off to Camilleri. Gets it back. Now back to Camilleri, who rockets a shot wide from 50 feet. Doughty a shot save. Rebound, a scramble in front. Cleared away from Kopitar. And the Lightning will get it down the ice. Kings coming close right there with a couple of chances at Peter Budaj. Camilleri for Doughty at center. His pass picked off in the neutral zone, but then it went off Dumont's stick. And then it's wristed into the King zone by Nemestikov. Kings moving right to left offensively here in the third period. Forbert, stretch pass, broken up in the neutral zone by Kucherov, who will send it in behind the Kings net. Behind the net, now Forbert around for Andreoff. Lifts it ahead, chased down by Lewis, moves in the zone, shoots! Save made. Quick release by Trevor Lewis. Sharp angle shot, right wing, Lewis save. And now Nemestikov plays it ahead on left wing, moving to the zone. Kucherov, give and go. One-timer, wide of the net. Nemestikov and Kucherov playing catch with it. And a battle down low in the King zone. Martinez up with the puck. Across for Andreoff. Kings are changing. Andreoff for Shore. Shore knocked off the puck. Moving in on right wing. Gord to the right circle. A shot blocked. Gord with it again. Spinning. Moving down low. Leaves the puck. Gets it back. Feeds it out to the blue line, where a shot by Coburn is kicked out. Martinez Checked by Palat. Got it up the wall to Toffoli, who clears. Dumped right back in by Coburn, and the Lightning will touch up. 4-2 Tampa. Martinez lifts it down the ice. A foot race for the puck. Lightning get there. Gord for point. Through center into the zone on left wing. Stops up. Looks for a play. Threw it in deep. And now Muzzin's pass for Fantenberg. Outlets ahead over the head of Toffoli. And it winds up on the Kings bench and back on the ice. We'll take a break. 8:40 left. Third period. 4-2 Tampa Bay here at Staples. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times. Oscar Fantenberg's first NHL goal here in the third period is made at 4-2 Tampa. And right now, let's pause for station identification on the Kings Radio Network.
News. Talk. Evolve. KABC. Los Angeles. Orange County. A Cumulus station.
Fantenberg's goal from Brown and Like. Brooks Like's first point as a King. The goal at 8:39. Tyler Toffoli, the other King goal. That came late in the second period. Tampa's goals all in a span of 2:02 in the first period. And off the draw, puck out to Hedman, who got it back in deep. Killorn, a goal and an assist tonight in a board battle up with the puck. Looking for a play, threw it back in behind the net, but Fantenberg is on it. His pass up the wall, knocked down, centered in the slot. Killorn a bit is blocked, and now Toffoli the other way. Toffoli cross ice off Kopitar's stick, and behind Iafallo, and the Kings will start again inside their blue line, but a pass by Forbert around the wall, knocked down by Kucherov. Toffoli got it anyway. For Iafallo, he'll lift it in. Kopitar in on Hedman. Hedman threw it around the wall. And Dachin will clear it to center ice. Where Kucherov will dump it right back behind the Kings' net. 7:47 left. Stretch pass up the wall off Iafallo's stick. Winds up in the Tampa end. Back is Strahlman. Kings in the middle of a line change. Strahlman for point on right wing. Can't get around Pearson with the puck at center ice. And now at the Tampa line, a battle. All three forwards for the Kings are there. The puck worked free. Palat with it into the zone. Palat looking for a play. His pass in the slot for point. Broken up. And Like will take over. Like flips it high in the air and down to the Tampa line. Strahlman. A stretch pass for Palat on right wing to the Kings line. Palat a shot. Juggled. Held onto by Quick. And a whistle. Kings Hockey brought to you by Jeep. Here's to believing that adventure is never out of reach when you drive a Jeep vehicle. Hurry in for great deals during the Jeep celebration event. It happens once a year.
Well, we see Brooks Like for the Kings. He picks up his first point as a King and an assist. He's had a real solid night in the faceoff circle, winning 58% of his draws. And good to see him finally find his way to the score sheet. He's made done some good plays over the last few games.
Big line out for Tampa. They win the draw. Hedman a shot. Save. Rebound. Hit the post. Nemesnikov. And then Quick falls back on the puck. Nemesnikov thought the puck was in. I don't know. It didn't sound like it was a post. It might have hit that back metal bar. We'll get a look at it again. If the goal stands, it'll be a 5-2 Tampa Bay lead.
Yeah, it's definitely a goal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a goal. Went off the post, but it caught upside. It was a dull sound. When you don't hear that ping, it generally is not a good sign. I think that puck's in the back of the net.
So it'll be a goal for Nemesnikov at 13:02. And for Nemesnikov, his first point of the game. And his eighth goal. So all three members of that line, Daryl, with goals here tonight. Kucherov, Stamkos, and Nemesnikov. The goal at 13:02.
Yeah, that was one of the keys in trying to contain this hockey club was to stop that big line. And that big line has been very productive now with all three guys connecting. But they've just controlled the game when they've been on the ice. Dominant when they've had the man advantage. They've kept the Kings on their heels when they've been out there.
That will be their 15th shot on goal for that line. Play underway, and the Lightning will get it in deep. They can breathe a little easier now. Trevor Lewis, an outlet pass behind Shore, goes all the way down the ice. Shore in a foot race. Now Camilleri following up. Puck comes free, but it rolls off Trevor Lewis's stick, and the Lightning will get a clear. Doughty for Shore to Camilleri in the high slot to Lewis in on right wing with a chance. Armse Budaj and the puck out of play.
Well, that goal is going to be Namestnikov's eighth of the season. Hedman and Kucherov are going to pick up the assist. So for Kucherov, that's his third point of the game. And the big guys have done the job done. League's leading goal scorer and the league's leading point getter have been a factor in this hockey game tonight as the Lightning look to win their first time on a back-to-back game of the season. Again, their previous record in the previous two times, 0-1-1. Right now they enjoy a three-goal lead with 6.5 left here in the third.
And off the draw, the Lightning will get it down the ice, and this will go for icing as Muzzin won the foot race with Braden Point. So Nikita Kucherov, with his 3 points, he's got 29 points on the year. A league high 16 goals and now 13 assists. Stamkos, a goal and an assist. 30 points, just one ahead of his line mate. Stamkos, 8 goals and 22 assists. Kings will be in Tampa February 10th this year. And to center ice, the Lightning come and a flip in by Hedman is gloved down by Quick, and Quick will cover. And that will be part of that long 7-game, 13-day road trip for the Kings in February. Tampa Bay, over the years, they've played well here in L.A. Remember the first 10 years or so,
yep,
they were in the league. They could do no wrong in Los Angeles. If they win tonight, they're going to improve to 12-5-0 with two ties in games here in L.A. 5-2 Tampa, and off the draw, Fantenberg looking for a play. Sends it through center all the way down the ice. They wave off the icing. Out as Budaj gave it up to Lyk, who threw it in front, but nobody was there. With Budaj scrambling back into his net. Here's Point. Over the line to Palat on left wing. Back to Point. Tipped on. Save is made. Brown had the puck knocked off his stick. Left circle Palat. But a whistle. And we're going to get a penalty here. I think it's going to be against Tampa Bay. Maybe goalie interference. 5:46 left. Third period at Staples. 5-2 Lightning. Back to wrap it up after this. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Yeah, Kings talk after the game on the flagship KBC. Give us a call at 800-222-5222 after the post game on KBC. 800-222-5222. 5-2 Tampa here with 5:46 left. And the big boys continue to do it for Tampa. They've done it night after night so far this season. Off the draw, Martinez for Kopitar. Power play Kings to Brown. Across to Doughty, but caught up in his skates. Iafallo got it out to Martinez. Right point. Across left point to Kopitar. Kopitar moving down low. A shot. Save with Brown screening. And the puck then cleared by Dumont. But it went off Kopitar's stick over the glass. So the Kings on their third power play. Gord for interference on Jonathan Quick at 14-14. I mentioned the big boys. Kucherov, a goal and two assists. Stamkos, a goal and an assist. Namestnikov with a goal. Hedman with a goal and an assist. It's been a familiar refrain for John Cooper and one he'd like to see night after night as Tampa Bay is going to improve their league best record to 13-2-2 tonight, unless we see one of these miracle comebacks. We've seen a couple of them over the years. Playback underway. The Kings moving right to left offensively here in the third period. Power play with a minute 12 left. Iafallo for Kopitar on right wing. Gloved it to a stick, but then went in offside as he crisscrossed with Dustin Brown. So the Kings will try and regroup. Sunday, San Jose is here. The Sharks' first visit to Staples. 7:30 on the air at 7 with the pregame, KBC and the network.
Hey, look at this Lightning team. Through the first 16 games of the season, the 26 points, That's 1 point better than the Stanley Cup championship team had back in the 03-04 season. Just goes to show you what kind of a start they've had this year.
Muzzin can't get the puck in deep. Kings will try and recapture at center ice. They can't. Palat will send it down to the Kings line. Now Pearson for Toffoli on right wing. He'll flip it in. Camilleri in on Strahlman. Following up is Toffoli. The puck has worked free. But away with it, Tampa Bay. And out on left wing, Palat got to the red line and will get it in deep. 35 seconds on the man advantage. Kings power play tonight. 0 for 2. Fantenberg for Toffoli in the zone to Pearson right side. Back out to Fantenberg with a shot tipped wide. Left wing boards Muzzin. Moving down low, Muzzin threw it behind the net. Camilleri is there, rubbed out by Coburn, and the puck cleared by Killorn.
Good job there by Killorn, getting himself turned, making sure he could get that puck in his forehand. Made it a lot easier to be able to get it out.
Kopitar up the middle, into the zone. Dishes off right wing boards, but that pass for Iafallo was broken up. And now back comes Brown on left wing, but he's offside as he got the puck. Preceded the puck just as the penalty to Gord expires. So the Kings power play, nothing for three tonight. Kings goals, Tyler Toffoli is eighth, and Oscar Fantenberg's first NHL goal. That came earlier in the third period. Oscar, Kings defenseman, playing his 13th NHL game.
And 41 shots against the Kings tonight. That's the season high, the previous high, 40 shots in goal against in Montreal when Quick put up a 4-0 shutout.
Under 4 minutes to play here. 5-2 Lightning. Trevor Lewis will dump it in. Back is Nemestnikov down low. His pass behind the net winds up at the side of the goal. Nemestnikov now with a long lead pass for Kucherov. Misses him, goes all the way down. Good hustle, Kucherov. Negates the icing. Kucherov has had a couple of breakaways tonight. Now to Nemestnikov, left circle. Couldn't get a shot. He was checked. Hedman threw it down low to Kucherov. Centers in the slot. Kucherov get it to Nemestnikov, gets it back. Kucherov turns a shot, save up high by Quick. This line continues to make some quality plays. Now a tripping call coming up on the Kings as they upend Kucherov trying to walk out from behind the net. And I think Derek Forbert is going to go. Penalty here at 17:05.
Yeah, the Lightning constantly in motion, and that was something we talked to John Stevens at the pregame skate this morning. He said that this was going to be the toughest opponent. He said, looking at what they've done, the way they played their games, he said he does not see a better team in the NHL right now. They do so many good things out there, and that's been evident in this hockey game. I know they got 4 goals in a 2-minute span in that first period, but aside from that, just the constant attack. They skate so well. They've got so much depth in their lineup, and because they only dress 11 forwards on most nights, they get their top-end players out there, and their top-end players do a great job at managing their minutes and putting the pressure on the opposition, and their defense do a great job at getting pucks out of their own end.
Quick, the goalie goes for tripping. Kucherov on a walkout bid. Fifth power play for Tampa Bay. They have a power play goal tonight. Gord on a shoot-in and a battle along the boards. Like up with it. Like check from behind by Gord. Puck to Muzzin. Muzzin plays it up the wall out of the reach of Pearson breaking through center ice. And back for it, Tampa Bay. 2:20 left in regulation. As the Lightning point was tied up at the Kings line, leaves it for Johnson to play back for his defense. Sergachev for Johnson. To Palat, to the Kings line, off on left wing, to Gord, moves in a shot, save up high, rebound to Kopitar. Kopitar for Forbert, and a center for Doughty. Doughty to the attacking line, King shorthanded, his pass across to the right circle, and on goal, Lewis, a backhander, saved by Budaj in tight. And Budaj will get a whistle. Peter Budaj robbing Trevor Lewis, point blank, with a minute 52 left. Here in the third period in the Lightning in front 5-2. We mentioned the Kings' next home game. The homestand continues Sunday with San Jose. It'll be a busy next week. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. All home games. San Jose Sunday, Vancouver Tuesday, Boston Thursday. Those games all start at 7:30. And Saturday, November 18th, Florida at 1 o'clock. A matinee. Kings are going to lose for the first time in regulation here on home ice. Their home record is going to fall to to 5-1-2. To center ice, Killorn. Pass across to Stamkos between the benches, and he'll get it in deep. Chasing it down is Nemesnikov. Leaves the puck for Killorn, around to Kucherov. Power play, Tampa to Killorn. And left side to Stamkos, up top to Hedman. For Stamkos outside the left circle. To Nemestikov behind the net. To Kucherov, right circle. Kucherov, cross-ice feed. Played off the boards by Stamkos. Around to Kucherov, his pass to Killorn. Tips it out to Hedman in the middle. To Stamkos, doesn't one-time it. Now to Killorn in the slot. He's checked. A minute to play in the game, and here's Shore to center. Shore with a shot from the red line, gloved down by Budaj. With 50 seconds left, Tampa Bay will improve to 13-2-2. Kings are at full strength right now. Kings' record will fall to 12-3-2. Dumont up the right wing, ahead for Kunitz, who steers it in deep. Doughty will hand it off to Forbert. Forbert clears it through center and all the way down the ice, where the Lightning take over. And Dumont has trouble with the puck, but he did not clear it. Held in. Aya followed it. Toffoli left circle. A shot off a stick and out of play. Now left wing boards. Forward a shot save. Rebound. And Dowd couldn't get a shot. Lightning will clear down, and that'll do it here at Staples tonight. The Tampa Bay Lightning and the Kings hooking up here at Staples. The two top records in the NHL, and the Lightning on the strength of four goals in a span of 2 minutes and 2 seconds in the first period are able to defeat the Kings here tonight by a score of 5-2 in that first period. Goals by Kucherov, Killorn, Hedman, and Stamkos. Kings cut into the lead. Toffoli late in the second period, his eighth, made it 4-1. Fantenberg in the third made it 4-2. But closing out the scoring, Nemesnikov, his eighth of the year at 13:02. And Tampa Bay gets a 5-2 win. So the Lightning continue their strong play here in Los Angeles. All time here in L.A., the Lightning now 12-5-0 with the two ties. And for Tampa Bay, it is now seven straight games on the road with points. Their road record improves to 6-1-1. The Kings' home record falls to 5-1-2. Again, Tyler Toffoli and Oscar Fantenberg with Kings' goals here tonight. Shots on goal in the third period. Tampa Bay 10, a game total of 43. For the Kings, 9, a total of 24. The winning goaltender, ex-King Peter Budaj, his first win this season. This was his third start. His record 1-1-1. And the loser, Jonathan Quick, his record is 9-3-1. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back. Lightning win it. 5-2, the Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Back here at Staples Center, the Tampa Bay Lightning continue to roll. They improved their league best record to 13-2-2 with a 5-2 win over the Kings tonight. Oscar Fantenberg, a goal in the third period at 8:39, made it 4-2 Tampa from Brown and Like. But then Nemestikov with his eighth at 13:02 to close out the scoring from Hedman and Kucherov. And Tampa Bay wins it 5-2. So Tampa Bay now with a league best 28 points, a 8-point lead over second place Toronto in the Atlantic Division. The Kings, of course, remain with 24 points. Their record 11-3-2. They are 5 points ahead of Vegas. Vegas did not play tonight. Vancouver and Calgary now third and fourth, each with 18 points. The Kings are 6 points up on both the Canucks and Calgary Flames. Want to thank our on-site producer tonight, John Traconis. Our network producers, Jose Fernandez and Art Webb. And next up as the homestand continues, Sunday here at Staples with San Jose at 7:30. Our coverage, 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:30 play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the network. And for Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from downtown Los Angeles and Staples Center. Again, the final score, Tampa Bay 5 and the Kings 2. Stay tuned. The post-game show is coming up next. Post-game continues. A program note on the flagship KBC Kings Talk follows in a few moments. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. Well, the game was really decided in the first period in a span of 2 minutes and 2 seconds when Tampa Bay got four goals in a row. Nick Dowd and Victor Hedman were whistled off for unsportsmanlike conduct at 8:21, so he had some four-on-four play, and this is what happened to lead to the game's first goal. Now Dowdy got it to Forbert behind his own net, pressured by Stamkos, outlets to Kopitar. And Oya follow on left wing to the attacking line, to the circle, driving in down low behind the net. Centers, Kopitar a chance, saved by Budaj. Big stop by Peter Budaj on Andre Kopitar. Kopitar with it again in the high slot. Kopitar checked on the play by Kuku, lead pass, onside a break. Here is Kucherov, in and goal, deeps and scores. Nikita Kucherov, after Budaj robs Kopitar point blank, set up with a breakaway pass at the red line, and the NHL's leading goal scorer has his 16th goal of the season, and Tampa Bay has grabbed a 1-0 lead. And that goal at 9:27. So if Kopitar scores, obviously the Kings have the early lead. But Budaj with the save, Kucherov from Stamkos, and Slater Kuku at 9:27. 34 seconds after that, still four skaters aside, it was Tampa Bay again. Girardi for Killorn at center. Bumped to the ice, recovers, gave it to Johnson. Into the King zone, to the left circle. Cross ice feed, right circle. Girardi a chance! Tipped score! Killorn! Killorn's stick was on the ice at the top of the goal crease, and Girardi, once he got the puck at the right circle, put the puck right on the tape of Alex Killorn. He tips it in just like that, 2-0 Tampa Bay. And the second of the year for the former Harvard winger. Killorn his second from Girardi and Johnson at 10:01. Those two goals in 34 seconds. Then, 34 seconds later, it was Tampa Bay scoring again. And Tampa Bay with a 2-0 lead. They're on the attack. Gord over the line, drops it. Hedman moves in, shoots, and he scores. Victor Hedman joining the rush. Took the drop pass from Yanni Gord, and he beat Jonathan Quick cleanly on the stick side. Tampa Bay with a big first period. Now up 3-0. Yeah, three goals on three straight shots. Hedman, his second from Gord and Palat. Now on that play, it was Gord dropping the puck after he got into the zone to Hedman. The Kings challenged for offside. It was not offside. The new rule this year, if you challenge an offside play and the call on the ice is upheld, you get a penalty. Bench minor, delay of the game. So the penalty at 10:35, and Tampa Bay's power play went to work. Along the board, Stamkos checked by Kopitar, and the puck out of the zone. Back quickly, over the line on right wing, Kucherov. Down to the right circle, feeds the slot, Killorn plays it across, and they score! Steven Stamkos. Great puck movement right there. So the penalty for delay of the game, assessed to the Kings for the coach's challenge that was overturned, results in a power play goal. 4-0 Tampa Bay. Eighth of the year for Stamkos from Killorn and Kucherov at 11:29. That's four goals in a span of 2 minutes and 2 seconds, and that's how the first period ended. Kings got their first goal of the game. It came late in the second period, and it came at 17:31. Muzzin ahead for Toffoli, and off to Kopitar, through center ice, into the Tampa zone, leaves it for Toffoli, left wing, moves down low, cuts in the middle, a shot block, rebound, score! Toffoli! Tyler Toffoli, set up on the left wing by Andre Kopitar, had his first chance blocked, but the puck came right back to him, And he beat Peter Budaj on the glove side. So the Kings are on the board here late in the second period. The Tampa Bay lead is now 4-1. And for Tyler Toffoli, heating up, that 6 goals in his last 7 games, his 8th goal of the year, Kopitar and Muzzin assisting. Kopitar now with a 7-game point-scoring streak. Before the period ended at 19:14, about 2 minutes later, Kopitar thought he had a goal on a rebound, but it was challenged by John Cooper, Tampa Bay head coach, for goalie interference, and the call on the ice of a good goal was overruled. Dustin Brown making some contact with his left leg or skate on the pad of Peter Budaj. So instead of 4-2 going into the intermission, still 4-1 for Tampa Bay. In period 3 at 8:39, one of the newest Kings got his first NHL goal. Muzzin across on right wing to Like. Like for Dustin Brown into the zone to the right circle. Brown stick handling away from Coburn, moves behind the net. Feeds it in front in the slot. Shot. Score! Oscar Fantenberg! That will be his first NHL goal. Great play by Dustin Brown. Stepping around defenseman Coburn in the corner. Moved behind the net. Fed the slot. And Fantenberg with a shot up high. And with 11:21 left in the third period, the Tampa Bay lead is now 2 goals, 4-2 Lightning. And for Fantenberg, playing his 13th NHL game, Brown and Like with the assist, that goal at 8:39. But the comeback was stymied when at 13:02, Namestnikov scored. So all three members of that big line got goals tonight. Namestnikov, his 8th. Put it in under the crossbar from Hedman and Kucherov. That closed out the scoring. The big line for Tampa Bay, centered by Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov on one side, and Slava Namestnikov on the other, accounted for 16 shots on goal tonight. They each had a goal. Kucherov a goal and 2 assists to lead the way. Namestnikov with 7 shots, Kucherov 5, and Stamkos with 4. So they had 16 shots in the game. 5-2, Tampa Bay wins it. We'll take a look at the scoreboard and update the standings when the postgame returns. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Postgame show continues, and again on the flagship after the postgame, KBC, give us a call on Kings Talk, 800-222-5222. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. The Edmonton Oilers on a road trip back east, win in overtime against New Jersey 3-2. Leon Draisaitl wins it in overtime, his 5th goal of the season. Slepyshev and Milan Lucic, the ex-King, with goals for the Oilers. Brian Boyle and Stafford for the Devils. The Oilers win it 3-2 in overtime. At home, Philadelphia got goals from the big boys, Giroux, Voracek, and Couturier. Couturier with 10 already. 3 points for Claude Giroux, a goal and 2 assists. They beat the Blackhawks 3-1. Murphy, the only goal for Chicago. Brian Elliott in goal to win for Philadelphia. Minnesota going into Montreal tonight, shutting out the Canadiens 3-0. The red-hot Jason Zucker, the number one star. He had all 3 goals. Why not? Goals 6, 7, and 8. He had 2 goals the other night. Devin Dubnyk with his first shutout this season, 25th of his career. Minnesota 3 and Montreal nothing. In St. Louis, in a shootout, the Blues keep rolling. They lead the Central Division. They win 3-2. In regulation, Edmondson and Petrangelo had goals. Perlini had both goals for Arizona. Carter Hutton, his 4th start, his 4th win for the Blues in goal, as he gave Jake Allen, their number one goaltender, a rest. Blues 3, Arizona 2 in a shootout. Flames at home, double up, beat the Red Wings 6-3. Johnny Gaudreau had 3 points, 2 goals and an assist. Jankowski, Ferland, Tkachuk, and Yager back in action with a goal. Jaromir with a goal and an assist. Furk, along with Nilsson and Mantha, his 8th for Detroit. Anthony Mantha, a talented young big forward, 3 points, a goal, and 2 assists. Mike Smith, the winning goal, improves to 9-6-0. Flames 6, Detroit 3. And the Ducks down the road at home hosting Vancouver beat Vancouver 4-1. Silverberg with two goals. Montour, Lindholm, one apiece. 3 points for Ricard Raquel. He had three assists. Berchi, the only goal for Vancouver. Ryan Miller started, remember, the other night. John Gibson, their number one goalie, got shaken up when he got hit in the mask late in the game with a shot from Dustin Brown. Ryan Miller started tonight. He got the win, but he was relieved in the third period by Reto Berra. Miller, now 2-0-2 with his new team. Jacob Markstrom took the loss for Vancouver. So in the Pacific Division, the Kings still have a 5-point lead over idle Vegas. The Kings 24 points, Vegas 19. Vancouver and Calgary, third and fourth, each with 18 points, six behind the Kings. Anaheim, 17 points, seven in back of the front-running Los Angeles Kings. For Tampa Bay, their league best record now 13-2-2, 28 points, and an 8-point lead over second place Toronto in the Atlantic Division. Time right now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. Well, he wasn't one of the three stars. His two line mates were Kucherov along with Stamkos, but Slava Nemestnikov had a game-high seven shots on goal, and along with his line mates, they were making things happen offensively all night long. We mentioned those three had a total of 16 shots on goal tonight. Kucherov, 3 points, Stamkos, two, and Nemestnikov with the goal in the third period, so he is our pest of the game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. All right, the Kings will try to regroup game two on the five-game homestand here Sunday at 7:30 with San Jose. A busy week next week. Sunday, San Jose, Tuesday, Vancouver, Thursday, Boston, and Saturday, November 18th, Florida at 1 p.m. We want to thank our network producers, Art Webb and Jose Fernandez tonight, on-site producer John Traconis. Again, next up on the flagship KBC Kings Talk. Give us a call, 800-222-5222. And for Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night. From Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles and Staples Center. Final again, Tampa Bay 5 and the Kings 2. Good night, everybody.